Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with
Hello fans, welcome to the Saturday edition of Colt 45's Baseball in Redding, California. We have Aaron Wood facing off against Terry Baker of the South Bay Storm out of Milpitas, California, down in the South Bay. They're looking to extend their win streak to 14 games. They're 29-4 on the year. Sending the mighty Aaron Wood out to the hill. He's got a 2.29 ERA. He's appeared in 9 games on the season. His last outing, he followed up Eric Winchester, who went 6. Aaron Wood followed him up with 3 innings to close out the game. We took out 5, following in Winchester's footsteps of getting the swing and miss and getting hitters to go down looking with the back and forward K. But tonight, Aaron Wood will get the baseball from the manager, Bob Anderson, to look to improve the Colt 45's record and get them to 30 wins on the campaign. We have one more weekend of baseball after tomorrow night's contest. It'll be 4 games Wednesday through Saturday. No Sunday game next week, so the last Sunday game will be tomorrow again, folks. It's a Sunday game, so it will be at 6 p.m., not at 7:15 per the usual start time. For the Colt 45s, Aaron Wood will be on the hill. He'll be facing off against Terry Baker of the South Bay Storm. For the South Bay Storm, they'll be sending second baseman out first and the leadoff position. He'll be followed up by Anthony Tivitorio in center field, and then Dayton Anderson will be at first base. And the cleanup spot will be in the 3 spot, rather, will be Dayton Anderson, and then in the 4 spot, the cleanup position, Joe Plaskett in right. And then Augustine Gomez, the DH, followed by Andre Butler at shortstop. Then it'll be Kurt Beckham in left, Dylan White at third, Aiden Hugh, the catcher, and Terry Baker will be the pitcher. Again, Mueller at second base, Anthony Tivitorio in center. That's Daniel Major at second base. And then Anthony Tivitorio. For the Colt 45s, they'll be having Dusty Vela lead things off yet again. He's leading the Colt 45s with 28 RBIs on the year. Then it'll be Colby Rafael in center, McGuire Smith in right. Kyle Norton in that familiar cleanup spot. He had the second home run of the year for him last night in a 19-4 cause. And then it'll be Noah Betanco playing the hot corner third base, followed up by Brandon Zanny, the designated hitter, and then Alex Jones, the catcher. Joel Calderon will be back at shortstop. He had played third base a couple of times last week and then moved on over to second, but now he'll be back at shortstop. And Mason Cassingham will be out there patrolling left field and batting ninth. So Vela at second, Rafael in center, Smith in right, Norton at first and hitting cleanup, followed by Betanco at third, Zanny the DH, Jones the backstop, Calderon at short, and Cassingham in left. Colby Rafael batting second tonight. He has 24 steals on the year and 24 RBIs. He's also got 6 doubles. Dusty Vela, the leadoff hitter for tonight, batting .311. He's got 8 doubles, 3 home runs, 28 RBIs, and 8 stolen bases. So yet again, showcasing speed at the top of the lineup, and then with Cassingham batting ninth, there's speed on both ends of this lineup. Even Joel Calderon at short can get down the line pretty quick. They'll be playing defense behind Aaron Wood, 5'11". He's 0-0, although has appeared in 9 games with a 2.29 ERA. His last outing was against the Tehama Bulls. He came on in relief of Eric Winchester, in which the Colt 45s went on to win the game by a score of 14-0. So in his three innings of work, he kept the game scoreless, which resulted in the Colt 45s shutting out the Tehama Bulls and winning the ballgame 14-0. And we're already set to get things started here fairly quickly tonight, as they've announced the starting lineups. They're out on the foul lines, and we're about ready to stand and hear tonight's national anthem, I believe, brought to us by Scott Lewis. And we'll get that to you in just a few moments here. The Colt 45s donning their home whites, and the South Bay Storm wearing their white pants and blue short sleeves. Here's the edition of our nation's anthem. Nation's anthem. Big story for the Colt 45s has been Griffith Finn. He is not in the lineup tonight. He has been a big offensive powerhouse for the Colt 45s, but he's getting the night off tonight. To give a little picture of what he's done, he's batting .327 on the year in a little over 100 at-bats. He's also got one home run and 23 RBIs, but he's walked 25 times, which is second to Sutter Moss, who's walked 36 times. Sutter Moss also not in the lineup tonight, so a little less offensive heavy lineup for the Colt 45s. They did win last night's contest by a score of 19-4, so likely giving the chance for some other bats to come alive facing this South Bay Storm. And Colt Rafael continued playing for him all throughout the season in the speed on the base pass. Whenever he gets on, he's a threat on the bases. He's got 24 steals on the year, leading this Colt 45s team by a wide margin. The second person with the most steals is Kyle Norton. He's got 15. Everyone else has single digits steals-wise. Even Dusty Vela, who is a threat on the base pass, has 8. Alex Jones is catching tonight. For Jones on the year, he's batting .206 and a little over 30 at-bats. He has 5 RBIs, 10 RBIs rather, and he will be batting in that 7 spot. But Noah Betanco, who we've talked about time and time again, he's got power, he's even got speed despite being a catcher, but tonight he'll be playing third. His first, he started, he was the backstop, but shifted on over to third base. They've tried to keep his bat in the lineup as much as they can. He's also been off at a DH a couple of times. Tonight, Brandon Finn will be in the DH spot, but for Betanco, he's batting .385 and 39 ABs. He's got one home run, 9 RBIs, and walked 9 times, 2 hit by pitches. He's only struck out 8 times, He also has 3 stolen bases and has only been caught once. So, Mr. Noah Betanco has been consistent. He gets on base. Knows how to hit the ball well. Because hit it high in the air, for sure. We saw it just a few weeks ago, where he went over the netting out there in left field toward the Safeway fuel station just across the street. That's to the right of the 320 mark, so it's about 340, and it was still flying. So we'll see what he'll do in another start with the warm weather here where the ball likes to fly. Sutter Moss as well, as I said, not in the lineup. So that is a on-base machine that they'll be missing. But they do have Mason Cassingham, who's more speed in the lineup in the 9 spot. He's been consistent as well all year, typically being the courtesy runner for whoever the catcher is on any given night. But for Cassingham, he's batting .233 on the year. He's got a handful of RBIs. We'll see what he can do here tonight against this South Bay Storm. South Bay Storm is managed by Mike Ryan, and the Colt 45 is managed by Bob Anderson. The Colt 45 is now gathered outside their dugout, do their little huddle, and they will take the field donning their home whites with the yellow sides down below the sleeves. The sleeveless, rather. And Aaron Wood rocking the old school stirrups, the black and white stirrups, will begin his tosses to Mr. Alex Jones, the catcher. The defense behind Aaron Wood, who has a fastball, breaking ball, changeup arsenal. They'll have Betanco and Calderon on the left side of the infield at third and short, and then Vela and Norton on the right side of the infield at second base and first. From left to right in the outfield, it will be Cassingham, Rafael, and in right will be McGuire Smith. With Griffith Finn and Sutter Moss getting the off night, we'll see if they pinch hit at all. It's a hot one here at Tiger Field in Reading. It's 108 game time temperature. Shadows have started to cover part of the field. The shadows reaching just beyond the left field foul line as Alex Jones is about ready to make his toss down to second base, and we'll look to get things started. Leading things off tonight for the South Bay Storm will be their second baseman, Daniel Major. And then it'll be Anthony David Torrey, followed by Dayton Anderson to get things started. So now Jones settles in. Aaron Wood will make his final warm-up toss as the Colt 45's defense completes their warm-ups, and the throw down to second will be a little bit high and away, but Calderon receives it, and we'll get ready to start this ball game for you. It's going to be Daniel Major, right-hand hitter, stepping into the box. And from Jones, for Major, he's deep in the box, open stance, knees barely bent. Wood gets a sign. Jones sets up inside. The first pitch from Wood comes in a bit high for ball one. First pitch at 7:18. Here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. 1-0 delivery. Fouled back over the first base dugout. Evens up the count at 1-1. Aaron Wood on the season has a 2.29 ERA. Deep comes set and delivers the 1-1 pitch. This one's grounded to Vela, who fields and throws to Norton on the bag at first. A 4-3 putout. And that's the way the ball game begins. One gone here for Anthony David Torrey. For Aaron Wood, he's pitched a total of 15 and two-thirds innings. Now after David Torrey, a left-hand hitter, Wood, after getting that first out, has now pitched 16 total, but they won't count it for his current stat line. So the first pitch he delivers to the lefty, David Torrey, is low and inside for ball one. 1-0 on the left-hand hitting David Torrey. Wood, glove at the belt. Infield playing at regular depth. Shifted a bit towards right with center fielder Rafael playing to the left of the 406 sign. As that one catches the corner, One ball and one strike as Wood kicks and deals again. This one's hit on a line shot toward right, and it will land in front of McGuire Smith for a base hit. So David Torrey gets the first knock to put a man on for the South Bay Storm. Rocking some blue short sleeve jerseys with white block lettering. It's going to be the right end hitting Dayton Anderson playing first base tonight to the plate. Even stance, deep in the box, taking his lead from first is David Torrey. Norton holding him on. Glove at the belt. Wood comes set now. Deals a fastball up. One ball and no strikes to the right hand hitting Anderson. Short lead at first, David Torrey. Wood comes set, checks him back. Now kicks and deals the 1-0. Fastball hit in the air towards left. Cassingham giving chase. He will look up, and it is gone. And just like that, the South Bay Storm has taken a 2-0 lead in this top of the first inning. And a 2-run home run from the right-end hitting first baseman Dayton Anderson will open up the scoring here in this ball game. 2-0, the South Bay Storm are on top after a line shot went over the wall in left field. Cassingham gave chase but ran out of room, goes over the wall and off the netting. Now it'll be the cleanup man, Joe Plaskett, the right fielder, who watches a fastball miss low at the knees. So to recap, Major grounded out, and then David Torrey singled to right, and then Dayton Anderson hit a 2-run shot, and now suddenly the cleanup man chops one right towards Calderon at short, bobbles it, throws to first just in time, and Plaskett is retired 6-3 on the play. Calderon, having to handle a high chopper, came up on him on the in-between hop, bobbled it momentarily, then recovered, made a quick throw to first where Kyle Norton was able to stretch and got the out barely. Now it's going to be the DH, Augustine Gomez. Right-hand hitter, wide open stance as Wood kicks and deals. Check swing, appeal to first. They say it went around. No balls and one strike on the DH, Augustine Gomez. Wood gets his sign. Now winds and deals from the first base side of the rubber. Another fastball misses just a bit low. One ball and one strike on the righty Gomez. Wood, glove at the belt. Now kicks and deals the 1-1 with two outs. Ball misses low in the dirt. Ball two. Two balls and one strike on the Storm's designated hitter. Wood deals. This one's grounded toward the 5-6 hole. Betonka moving to his left, kicks off the end of his glove and into shallow left field. It'll be a E5 on Betonka moving to his left where Calderon was backing him up on the play. Betonka couldn't quite field it cleanly. It kicked just under his glove and went through into left field for a hit, and Gomez is aboard on the E5. Now it'll be the shortstop, Andre Butler, a right-handed hitter. Another right-on-right matchup. Aaron Wood comes set. Right fielder Smith shaded toward the line. Swing and a miss from Butler is strike one. Norton holding on Gomez at first. McGuire Smith shaded about 5 or 6 steps toward the line and right. Runner not going. This pitch is swung on and fouled back over the crowd on the first base side. Strike two. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. It's 2-0. The Storm ahead of the Colt 45s is Aaron Wood peering in. Glove tucked up by his shoulder. Gets his sign from Jones, the catcher. Norton holding on. The runner at first, that's Gomez. Now Wood comes set and deals the 0-2 with 2 outs. A breaking ball fouled off again toward the parking lot. Count remains no balls and 2 strikes. Gomez takes his lead from first. Butler digs back in. Deep in the box, up on the plate, a slightly open stance. Wood kicks and deals. Fastball misses inside. Jones drops it, kicks away from him, but he quickly recovers and keeps it near. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes on the shortstop, Butler. standing at about 5'10". Waves the Wood back and forth. Now readies as Wood comes set and deals the 1-2 pitch. This one swung on in the air towards left. Cassingham giving chase to the track at the wall, and that one is gone. The second two-run shot given up by Aaron Wood makes it a 4-0 ball game, and the Colt 45s haven't even gotten a chance to get their offense rolling. The South Bay Storm now have a 4-0 lead. So Aaron Wood let a couple of pitches get tattooed here as he's given up two dingers on the evening. Now it'll be the left fielder Kurt Beckham to the plate. As Aaron Wood will now be pitching out of the windup, the infield shifting back with Vela playing on the rim of the outfield grass at second. First pitch from Wood as a fastball catches the top part of the zone for strike one. Now the 0-1 delivery with two outs. As a bender bounces off the plate, kicks all the way back to the screen, evens up the count at one ball and one strike as Wood will now appear in and get a sign. Comes set. Now deals the 1-1 pitch. Fastball misses low. Two balls and one strike. With two outs, it's 4-0, the Storm on top. In this top of the first inning, Wood deals the 2-1 pitch, misses low and away. Three balls and one strike. It was in the dirt. Jones kept it in front of him. There's nobody on with two gone, and it's 4-0. The defense playing straight up. McGuire Smith shaded a bit toward the line and right. Wood kicks and deals. Fastball right down Main Street to fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Now Wood gets a sign. The payoff delivery. Last ball is grounded off the plate. Jones gloves, throws down to first. High. Norton keeps his foot on the bag. What a play by Kyle Norton at first base. Jones had to throw it around the runner moving up the line, and it's a 2-3 putout that will end things. But the South Bay Storm take a 4-0 lead. We're headed to the bottom of the first. Tonight's game is sponsored by Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh made-to-order sandwiches and more at a great price for 40 years. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Dine in or take out. Sandwichery, call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They
is
also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. The South Bay Storm have their starting pitcher, Terry Baker, starting with a 4-0 lead. It's the bottom half of the first. The South Bay Storm were able to sneak two balls over the wall to take a 4-0 lead. Two separate two-run shots off of Aaron Wood. And the Colt 45s will get their first chance to get some offense rolling. Leading things off will be Dusty Vela. He'll be facing off against the righty Terry Baker, who has a little bit of a sidewinder delivery. A tall right-hander, standing at about 6'1". Dusty Vela, left-hand hitter, will step into the box and look to get the Colt 45's offense rolling tonight. They scored 19 last night. They'll see what they can do here. the South Bay Storm after sending seven batters to the plate in the top of the first, matched their run total from last night. First pitch fastball will catch the inner half on the lefty Vela for strike one. So the South Bay Storm already have scored the same amount of runs they did last night. Baker comes set, glove the belt, deals the 0-1 pitch, waved at by Vela, grounded right to the shortstop field and throws to first in time. A 6-3 putout retires Vela. That was the shortstop Butler to the first baseman Dayton Anderson. And now there's one gone in this 4-0 ball game. It's going to be the right-hand hitting Colby Raphael to the plate. As the bat boy Bradley gets a round of applause from the crowd here at Tiger Field. Colby Raphael will step into the box. The speedy center fielder, who's got a total of 24 steals on the year. A slightly open stance, up in the box, right-hand hitter. First pitch from Baker catches the outer half at the knees, a called strike one. No balls and one strike. It's the 0-1 delivery from Baker. It is bouncing from the plate. His catcher Hugh corrals it. And that evens up the count at one ball and one strike. So Phil steps back into the box. Now ready as Baker comes set. Deals the 1-1 pitch. Check swing by Raphael. They say he didn't go around. 2 balls and 1 strike. Set pitch was out of the zone. I take that back. He did go around. It's a 1-2 count now on Colby Raphael, the right-hand hitter. As Baker comes set, glove the belt, now deals the 1-2 pitch. That one's hit in the air towards right, and it will drop in front of the right fielder. Squeaks past him. Around first is Raphael. He's headed for two. He's going to make a wide turn at second and head for third. The throw into the cutoff man will stay with the cutoff man, and sliding in head first with a triple is Mr. Colby Raphael. A great job by Colby Raphael to not give up on that play as he hit a little blooper toward the right fielder Plaskett, who tried to play it on a hop and pick it as he charged in on it. Ended up squeaking past him toward the wall. His center fielder was able to back him up. It was Anthony DeVittori who made the throw in to the shortstop Butler. Now Raphael's at third base for the left-hand hitting McGuire Smith. He takes called ball. I'll wave the wood back and forth. Infield at regular depth. Now Baker comes set. The 1-0 delivery to the lefty Smith. It's foul tipped into the glove of the catcher to even up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. That's Raphael at third after he reached all the way to third on what would have been a routine single, but it squeaked past the right fielder. He was able to pick up an additional 180 feet. The 1-1 delivery is waved at, grounded foul up the third baseline. 1 ball and 2 strikes on the lefty McGuire Smith, who's air patrolling right field tonight. There's only one out, but it is a 4-0 ball game after the South Bay Storm had 2 separate 2-run shots in the top half of the first. Now the 1-2 pitch from the righty Baker. So changeup misses upstairs. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kyle Norton is on deck. Another lefty should the inning continue. The 2-2 delivery. Waved at and line shot toward the first base dugout. Will keep the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Norton does a little landscaping in that left-hand batter's box. Now waves the bat back and forth with 1 batting glove on. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch from the righty Baker is grounded up the first baseline. Foul. And the battle continues. We'll see the 7th pitch of this at-bat. This count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes With one gone here, Colby Rafael, 90 feet away. He'd be the first run for the Colt 45s tonight. McGuire Smith waves the bat back and forth a couple of times. Now readies as Baker comes set, gets his sign, checks the runner back at third. That's a fail. Now deals the 2-2 pitch. It's just outside. A good take there from Smith. That fills the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. For McGuire Smith. He's got 16 walks on the year. The payoff delivery with one out is waved at in the air towards right. Right fielder giving chase. And he will kiss it goodbye. That ball's over the wall. And McGuire Smith has a 2-run shot. The ball is flying here at Tiger Field. We've already seen 3 home runs, and we're not even through the first inning. So Rafael will score, and McGuire Smith rounds the bases. And it's a 4-2 ball game after the 2-run shot from McGuire Smith. Now it will be the cleanup man, Kyle Norton. And after McGuire Smith brought him Rafael, Norton will not have a lot of cleaning up to do. But he'll step into the box. There's one out here. And it's 4-2 ball game with the righty, Terry Baker, pitching back out of the windup with nobody on. The first delivery to Norton is grounded to the right of the first baseman, chasing to his right. Gloves it, knocks it down. Recovers, throws to first. The pitcher covering will not be able to squeeze it. Kicks away into foul territory. Norton is safe at first. And now it'll be Noah Betanco, the righty, stepping up to the plate. A little bit of chaos to begin this ball game. It's a 4-2 game. Norton is at first. And the righty Betanco up to the plate. Betanco in the year batting 385. He's got 9 RBIs. And has also walked 9 times. Betanco playing third tonight. Norton dancing off the bag at first, being held on by Anderson. Wood out of the stretch, comes set. Norton trying to deke Baker, who now steps off and looks Norton back to first. It's 4-2, one out after the 2-run shot from McGuire Smith. Now pickoff attempt to first, Norton dives back in time. No balls and no strikes. Norton trying to draw a throw on over. Hopefully let it squeak away from the first baseman so he can take a free base, which would then keep the double play out of order as the South Bay Storm has the infield to double play that. Norton running, pitch inside. The throw down to second is on a hop, not in time. In safely with a stolen base is Kyle Norton. Kyle Norton on the year has another stolen base. That's 9. No double play in order. Now Betanco has a runner in scoring position for him as they shift the infield towards the third base side. The 0-1 delivery from Aaron Wood after that pitch was called a strike on the inside corner. Norton dancing off the bag at second. The 0-1 delivery now. Fastball catches the inside edge. Called strike 2 on Noah Betanco, the right-hand hitter. He'll step out of the box. Regather his thoughts. Now steps back in and readies. As Baker checks Norton back at second. Still dancing off the bag. The 0-2 delivery to Betanco is grounded toward the shortstop. Chopper, shortstop charges, throws to first just in time to get Betanco, but Norton will move on over to third. For Brandon Zanny out of Simpson University. Him and his teammate Eric Winchester both played at Simpson University this last year. He'll step into the box, right-hand hitter. With 2 outs now, and Kyle Norton at third after advancing on the ground off from Betanco. First pitch, misses low, ball 1. Zanny has walked a lot on the year. He's got 19 free passes. As the 1-0 delivery from Baker in the middle of the rubber is grounded toward the 5-6 hole. Third baseman diving, can't get it, kicks off his glove into shallow left field, And Zanny safe at first. Coming in to score is Kyle Norton. And suddenly it's a 4-3 ball game as Alex Jones will step up to the plate, safe at first on the E6. Is Brandon Zanny. Now Alex Jones, the right-hand hitting catcher, will step up to the plate. He's batting .206 on the year and 34 at-bats. He's also got 10 RBIs. Zanny taking his lead at first, being held on by Anderson. We'll take a couple steps towards second, but go back to first as Jones takes the first pitch for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Now Jones steps back into the box, a wide stance. Zanny, a couple steps off the bag at first. A 1-0 delivery from Baker is a check swing by Jones. He went around on the sweeper way off the zone, but had Jones caught off balance. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Baker peering in. Now comes set in the middle of the rubber. The 1-1 delivery with two outs to the right-hand hitting Alex Jones. Zanny not going is a fastball backpick down to first base. Zanny back in time, standing up. One ball and two strikes. Jones took that pitch for a strike. One-two count. Quick throw on over to first base. Zanny dives back head first in time. Now Zanny taking an even bigger lead. He's about 2.5-3 steps off the bag at first. Still being held on by Anderson. The 1-2 delivery from the righty Baker. Fastball on the outside corner at the belt. Ring him up. Strike three called. Jones is down with a backward K, but the Colt 45s send seven to the plate, similar to what the South Bay Storm did in the top half. At the 4-3 ball game, the South Bay Storm on top by one. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tamas Street in downtown Reading, featuring delicious made sandwiches, including the club sandwich, pastrami, corned beef, turkey, tuna, and more, including hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Sandwichery, call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. Aaron Wood will be back out there on the hill looking to settle in here after he gave up four in the top half of the first. He's now back within one run as he'll be facing off against Dylan White, Aiden Heathew, and then it'll be the top of the order in Daniel Major. The Colt 45s put up three in the bottom half of the first. Seven runs total was scored. Both teams added together in the first inning. That'll be the righty, Dylan White, step up to the plate. Compact stance, even with the plate. The first pitch from Wood catches the outside corner at the knees for strike one. It's the top of the second, 4-3, the Storm on top of Colt 45s. The 0-1 delivery from Wood is a breaking ball, misses wide. One ball and one strike. Now Wood comes set and deals a breaking ball grounded to the shortstop. Calder and charges and throws to Norton on the bag at first in time. And a 6-3 put out will be out number one. Great play by Calder and charging with the glove, setting his feet and throwing in time to Kyle Norton on the bag at first. Now it'll be the nine hitter, Aiden Hugh, the catcher tonight for Mr. Terry Baker, as Wood gets a sign. Now kicks and deals. The breaking ball on the outside corner at the belt for strike one. No balls and one strike with one out in this top of the second inning. The 0-1 delivery from Wood. It's another breaking ball. Popped up foul territory. Norton, the first baseman, giving chase toward the bullpen. Will head toward the cages out there and not quite get to it in time. Vela trailing him, but neither one able to make a play on it. That's a long strike two. No balls and two strikes to the right-hand hitting Aiden Hugh. Tonight's backstop for the South Bay Storm is Kyle Norton. Chasing that pitch, left his hat in the dust after it fell off of his head. He'll pick it back up and now get back to his position. Same with Vela at second. Now the 0-2 delivery from Wood. Breaking ball. Backs Hugh off the plate. One ball and two strikes. Ducking out of the way of it. One ball, two strikes, with one out. The infield playing back. The 1-2 delivery from Aaron Wood. It's another breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Hugh is down on strikes for out number two. As they throw it around the horn. Now a quicker inning from Aaron Wood, and it'll be the top of the order, and Daniel Major tonight's second baseman stepping up to the plate, deep in the box, open stance, as Wood winds and deals. But yeah, changeup misses high and away. One ball and one strike. With two outs here, the infield still shifted back, as Wood winds and deals the 1-0 as a breaking ball off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. As Aaron Wood will get a new baseball. And Major will step out of the box. Now steps back in. Digs his feet back in. Wood comes set. Deals the 2-0 pitch. Fastball fouled back over the first base dugout toward the parking lot. Two balls and one strike. Major in his first at bat grounded out to the second baseman Vela. It's a 4-3 put out. That was how the ball game began. Now the 2-1 delivery from Wood. Fastball grounded toward the second baseman Vela, who gloves and throws to first in time. Another 4-3 put out for Major. And the South Bay Storm goes 1-2-3 right to the bottom of the second. It's 4-3. The South Bay Storm on top. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious quick and fresh made-to-order sandwiches and more at a great price for 40 years. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. Again, that's 530-246-2020.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagfield in Reading, California. It's going to be the eight-hitter, Joel Calderon, up to the plate. Right-hand hitter. He'll step into the box as Terry Baker is on in his second inning of work tonight. After getting the ball from his manager, Mike Ryan. Calderon readies himself. Infield shifted a bit up the middle, the second baseman. Around the bunt is Calderon. Catcher fields, throws on down to first in time. First pitch showing bunt. It's a 2-3 put out. And Calderon is retired. It'll be Mason Cassigam to the plate now. Left-hand hitter. The second baseman Major was shaded way up the middle, and Calderon decided to lay down a bunt from that right side. Now, Cassigam will show up to the plate. Last night, he was 1-for-3 and had 3 RBIs. 1 RBI, rather. Last night, as again, he went 1-for-3, left-hand hitter, as Baker winds and deals, swing and a miss from Cassingham, caught off balance with that one, couldn't quite catch it to the heater. On deck is the top of the order, Mr. Dusty Vela, as Baker comes set, now deals the 0-1 pitch, it's waved at, fouled over the head of Vela in the on-deck circle for strike 2. Cassingham waving at that pitch. Just got a piece of it. And fought it off. End up hitting it foul. Now the 0-2 delivery from the right-hand throwing Terry Baker. Misses low and away. 1-2. Cassingham on the year is batting .233. He got a hit last night in his 3 at-bats after the 19-4 win Colt 45s had. As the next pitch comes in, he fouls it back to the screen, and the count remains 1-2. Now Baker gets a new baseball. Glove tucked up next to his head. Now comes set, glove near the belt. Winds and deals the 1-2 delivery with one out. So breaking ball backs casting him off the plate to move the count to 2-2. Now Baker peering in to get his sign, comes set. The 2-2 delivery to the left-hand hitting Cassingham. Misses high and away. 3-2 for Cassingham. From Reading, standing at 5'9", 160. Switch hitter, batting left. Steps back into the box, taps the plate with his bat. Now ready as he waves the wood back and forth a couple of times. Baker comes set. The payoff delivery with one out and nobody on in this 4-3 ball game is waved at, fouled back to the screen, and Cassingham stays alive. And he'll now see the 8th pitch of this at-bat in this 1-run ball game. It's the bottom of the 2nd. Now Baker gets a sign. Set to deliver the payoff pitch again with one out. Here it is. Popped up, foul territory, third base side toward the crowd. And Cassingham stays alive. So still a full count. Cassingham battling here and will now be a 9 pitch at bat after 3 foul balls. He readies again for that left side. Switch hitter batting left. Mr. Baker, the righty comes set. A right on left matchup here. The payoff delivery with one out. It's poked at again and fouled off toward the third base side into the crowd. Now it'll be a 10-pitch AB for the left fielder Mason Cassingham, who went 1-for-3 last night with an RBI, looking to get the offense rolling again in this bottom of the 2nd inning for the Colt 45s as they're down by 1. The payoff delivery with one out. The 10th pitch of this battle is fouled off again. Cassingham here really working the count and then just continues to battle here, fighting off pitches just outside the zone. Doesn't want to get called on strikes looking. Still looking for his pitch. As the 11th pitch of this at-bat comes in from the righty Baker. Is outside and Cassingham wins the battle and he'll work the walk. As Jesse Vela, the leadoff man, will get his second try at the right-hand throwing Terry Baker. It's 4-3. Cassingham at first. Cassingham on the year. Does not have a stolen base. Credited to him, but we've seen his speed on the base pass after he's been the courtesy runner for multiple catchers all throughout the season. Not going on the play. The throw outside kicks away from the catcher. He can't find it. Cassingham will now take second base uncontested. No double play is in order. Cassingham able to take second base after he almost drew a throw down from the catcher Aiden Hugh. But then Hugh not able to pick the ball cleanly. Ended up letting it kick away from behind him. And then Cassingham was able to take second base easily with no throw down. It's a 1-0 count on the left-hand hitting Vela in this bottom of the second. Baker comes set, deals a fastball on the outside corner, called strike one. Contrary to the opinion of some fans here at Tiger Field, 1-1 count with one out. Baker out of the stretch, middle part of the rubber, 1-1 delivery to the left-hand hitting Dusty Vela. With Cassingham dancing off the bag at second. Foul tipped into the glove of the catcher for strike two. One ball and two strikes on the left-hand hitting Vela. Steps back into the box, readies himself as Baker checks Vela back at second. He's three or four steps off the bag at second, not being held on. The 1-2 delivery is poked at foul over the third base dugout. Count remains one ball and two strikes. Nicole 45 is doing an excellent job of making Terry Baker's pitch count move up as now it's starting to cool off here. It's dropped down to 106 and shadows have covered most of the field apart from a couple sunspots out there in right field. The 1-2 delivery with one out. Cassingham at second base as Baker comes set. Now deals to the left-hand hitting Dusty Vela in this 4-3 ball game and the bottom of the second. Waved at, grounded toward the first base, moving to his right, drops it. Pitcher covering first. He drops it in. Everybody's going to be safe. Vela safe at first after the E1. The pitcher, Terry Baker, covering first in the foot race to the bag, was not able to squeeze it cleanly. And now a pitching coach will walk out to the mound and have a little meeting with his infield, talk about what they want to do here. So there's a double play in order, but Vela, the speedy second baseman, might get the green light to steal second base here. And with the speed at third, we've seen it before, the double steal put on by the manager, Bob Anderson, where they draw a throw down to second, and then Cassingham, who in this case is the tying run, could come in to score, and then all of a sudden it will be a brand new ball game. So Cassingham's at third, after the ground ball to first resulted in Vela being safe. Now it'll be Colby Raphael, who singled and then reached third on the E9, error by the right fielder, last inning. He'll step up to the plate, our right-hand hitter. Peering in is Baker. He comes set. Now deals around a bunt is Raphael. Ball in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Hugh. It's ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out. The South Bay Storm have their first baseman, Anderson, holding on Vela at first. They don't want him to steal. The infield playing in, the third baseman playing in, rather than the shortstop and second baseman pinching up the middle for the double play. Vela running around a bunt as a fail throw from the knee by the catcher. He's not going to throw down. Deeks the throw to keep Cassingham at third. It's now a 1-1 count. Two runners are in scoring position, and it's speed on the base pass. Now the go-ahead run is at second base. That's Vela. After he steals second, the catcher Hugh blocking the ball in the dirt would have had to throw from the knee. It likely would not have been in time. The infield now drawn in as a ground ball toward the shortstop. Pass the diving shortstop. Cassingham will score. Tie ball game. around third and into score is Valen. Into second base with a double is Colby Raphael. And suddenly the Colt 45s have a one-run lead. And just like that, it's flip-flopped. Now it's 5-4, the Colt 45s on top. As the lights come on at Tiger Field, the sun has started its descent. And the night has started to cool off, but the Colt 45s have just started to heat up. It's a brand new ball game now, with the Colt 45s having the one-run lead. That'll be McGuire Smith, the right fielder, stepping into the box, a left-hand hitter, with Kyle Norton on deck. McGuire Smith, his last time up, hit a two-run shot. We'll see what he does here. First pitch swing, grounds it toward the second baseman. Taking third on the play is Raphael, and out at first on the 4-3 putout is McGuire Smith, but it moves the runner over. And now it'll be Kyle Norton, the cleanup hitter, to the plate. Playing first base tonight, he's already made a couple of excellent plays in his two innings of defense. He'll step up to the plate, left-hand hitter. Infield returns to normal depth with the third baseman. Dylan White playing just about even with the bag at third. They have the overshift on, playing the lefty Norton to pull. As the first pitch with Raphael dancing off the bag at third, about 4 or 5 steps off the bag. Baker comes set, deals a fastball way outside for ball one. Hugh, the catcher, doing a great job of gliding to his left to receive that pitch and keep it from kicking back to the screen, which would have scored another run. Baker comes set. The 1-0 delivery from the righty out of the stretch with two outs. Fastball misses inside. It's going to kick all the way back to the screen, and Raphael will come in to score on the heads-up base running. Now it's 6-4. The Colt 45s on top. That's a 2-0 count on the lefty Kyle Norton. Infield returns to normal depth with no runners on. As the South Bay Storm now in a 2-run deficit, it's 6-4 after they took a 4-0 lead in the top of the first. Baker comes set, winds and deals the 2-0 pitch. It's going to miss. Catch the outside corner at the knees for strike one. 2 balls and 1 strike. Looked like it was going to be called low and outside, but a frame job by the catcher Hugh does an excellent job getting the home plate umpire to call it a strike. Now the 2-1 pitch misses low. 3 balls and 1 strike. Norton, his last time up, reached on an E3 and then stole second to take away the double play. He would later come around to score. Terry Baker gets a new baseball, climbs up the face of the mound. Now appears in to get a sign. Comes set. The 3-1 delivery with 2 outs and nobody on to Kyle Norton. So changeup misses high, and Norton works a walk. That is the second walk issued in the inning, and the second walk issued tonight by Terry Baker. That'll be Noah Betanco, who grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. Right-hand hitter, he'll step up to the plate. Does his signature check swing motion toward the pitcher. Now ready. So wide open stance on that right side. Norton not running. Almost draws a back pick from the catcher. As Betanco takes that one way outside. Let's make the count. 1 ball, no strikes. As he readies. Dancing off the bag still at first is Norton. And a swing and a miss from Betanco evens up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. And Baker will get a new baseball. Let's see. Now we'll peer in at his catcher. Betanco steps out of the box, regathers himself, now steps back in, taps the plate a couple times with his bat. The 1-1 delivery with 2 outs to the right hand hitting Betanco. Norton running on the play. Fastball outside, throw down to second is to the left field side, and not in time. Norton has himself another stolen base on the evening. Both times he's reached base tonight, he has stole second. It's a 2-1 count on Noah Betanco. So he steps out of the box again, takes a couple practice hacks. Now steps back in, taps the plate with his bat. The signature check swing motion toward the pitcher, Terry Baker, who now comes set. The 2-1 delivery with two outs. Hit in the air toward left and hooked way foul. Betanco hit that one a ton, but pulled it just a little too much. And now the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 gone here. Runner at second. That's Kyle Norton. He's in scoring position. 2 balls, 2 strikes in this bottom of the second. It's a 6-4 Colt 45 lead over the South Bay Storm as Baker, the righty, comes set, checks the runner back at second. That's Norton, now delivers. And he's going to hit Betanco. So Betanco will get first base. Free pass issued after that ball squares, hits Betanco square in the shoulder. Now Brandon Zanny will step up to the plate. He reached on an infield single and his first at bat. He's the DH tonight. He spent some time playing third base this year. Wide open stance on the right side. First baseman Anderson not holding on Betanco at first as the first pitch misses high and away. For ball one to the righty, Zanny. The Colt 45s now have sent 7 batters to the plate, 2 innings in a row. They scored 19 runs last night. They already have 6 tonight. Baker comes set. Runners at first and second. Norton at second. Betanco at first. Checks him back. The 1-0 delivery to the righty, Zanny. Misses low and away. Ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. Zanny will adjust his helmet, step back in, wave the bat back and forth a couple of times. No batting gloves. 1 batting glove, rather, for the right-hand hitting Zanny. A wide-open stance. Norton dancing off the bag at second. Both him and Betanco, huge secondary leads. The 2-0 delivery. The changeup catches the outside corner just below the belt to move the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. Two balls, one strike on Zanny. Baker checks Norton back at second. Now deals. Swing and a miss from Zanny. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Had Zanny fooled on that. Looked like he was searching for a breaking ball. Got a changeup instead. Which Baker's changeup has probably 4 to 5 inches of vertical drop. Now the 2-2. Zanny is a swing and a miss. Zanny goes down swinging and the inning ends. But the Colt 45s tack on an additional 3 runs. And they have the lead now, 6-4. Sandwichery, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Sandwichery, a veteran-owned business at 1341 Tampa Street in downtown Reading. They feature delicious made-to-order sandwiches. Everything from the club sandwich, pastrami, corned beef, turkey, tuna, and more. Hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big picture style cookies. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. At 1341 to Amos Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, 530-246-2020. Again, give them a call, 530-246-2020.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastaCom911.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California, leading things off for these South Bay Storm. Will be Anthony Davidson, the left-hand hitter, in that two spot tonight. He singled his last time up in the top of the first, playing center field tonight. Anthony DeVittori, a wide open stance on that left side, as Aaron Wood winds and deals. Fastball catches the inner half just below the belt, called strike one. No balls and one strike to the left-hand hitting center fielders. The 0-1 delivery is grounded toward the first baseman, Kyle Norton, who picks the ground ball beautifully, playing it on the in-between hop, and will take it himself. So a ground out unassisted to the first baseman, Kyle Norton, will be out number one. Now Dayton Anderson, the first baseman, will step up to the plate. He had that two-run shot over the netting in left field his first time up. Even stance from the right side as Wood comes set, delivers a breaking ball, misses low. One ball and no strikes. Now Wood gets a sign, breaking ball, delivers bit high. That's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The righty Aaron Wood facing off against the righty David Torres. His next pitch is grounded toward the second baseman, Vela, gliding to his right toward the middle. Will field and throw to first in time. And Dayton Anderson, rather, is retired. The right hand hitting Dayton Anderson. DeVittori grounded out to the first baseman, Norton. And now the ground out by Anderson is out number two to bring up the right fielder, Joe Plaskett. A closed stance from the right side as Wood winds and deals. Fastball just missed his low. Caught the plate, but just a bit below the knee. One ball and no strikes. Aaron Wood now pitching with a two-run lead. The 1-0 delivery catches the outside corner at the belt. One ball and one strike. Another right-on-right matchup here is Wood kicks and deals the 1-1 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Aaron Wood looking to get his second punch out of the night. Now he gets a sign. The 1-2 delivery is hit in the air toward left. That's going to go almost at the wall. Cassingham's over to cut it off. He'll play it back where Calderon relays it back in. Staying at first is Plaskett with a long single. And almost a 1-2-3 inning for Wood. But now it'll be number two, Augustine Gomez, the DH tonight. A right-hand hitter. He'll step into the box. Take a couple practice swings. As dancing off the bag at first is Plaskett, being held on by Norton. It's about two or three steps off the bag at first. Out of the stretch is Wood. First pitch is a breaking ball. Misses just a bit high. One ball and no strikes. Wood peering in, bending at the belt. Now comes set, glove at the belt. Checks the runner back at first. That's Plaskett. Deals a fastball. Kicks past Alex Jones all the way back to the screen. And taking second base easily is Plaskett on the pass ball. Oh, now, don't want things to get too interesting here, but the tying run at the plate and a runner in scoring position would put the South Bay Storm within one. Now, with the 2-0 count on Gomez, the right-hand hitter, Wood checks the runner back at second. That's Plaskett. Now, the 2-0 delivery is grounded off the plate toward the first baseman, Norton. Over to field, over to cover is Wood, and in the foot race will receive the throw from Norton in time to retire the side. So, South Bay Storm threatened but do not score. They leave one. It's 6-4 after 2.5. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches, and more at a great price for 40 years. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine-in or takeout, call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Phillips, Reading, California. Alex Jones is working from that right side. A wide stance. He's in an 0-2 hole quickly, facing off against Terry Baker as Baker comes set. Second baseman shading up the middle. Second, the pitch to the righty. Alex Jones is waved at, and he is down on strikes on three pitches. That's strikeout number two for Terry Baker. Strikeout number three, my apologies. That's out number one as Joel Calderon will step up to the plate. Calderon in his first at-bat grounded out to the catcher after the bunt catcher fielded it, pounced on it, and then threw down to first in time as the first pitch to Calderon. He fouls this one off toward the first base side. The catcher, Aiden Hugh, did a great job of getting the ball quickly in front of him, then threw down to first to Jayden Anderson in time. The infield still shifted up the middle, shifting the righty Calderon to pull. So he watches a fastball catch the inner half, called strike two. No balls and two strikes. So after a rocky first and second innings from both starting pitchers, they've now settled in. In this third inning, the 0-2 delivery with one out. It's hit in the air toward right. Right fielder charging in. Will go into a dive and squeeze it. Four out number two. A great play from Joe Plaskett. Charging in on that sinking line drive from Calderon. That's out number two. It was to the left of his glove on his left hand. Had to go into sort of a half-hearted dive to squeeze it. Just reaching for it. That'll be the switch hitter batting left. Up to the plate, Mason Cassingham from Redding, California. He walked his first time up, but then was stranded at third. Came in to score, rather, at third. After reaching third, he takes a ball. Missed outside. A 1-0 count. So he waves the wood back and forth. Now coming set is Baker. The 1-0 delivery Catcher sets up away, and that's where the pitch is, low and away. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Now Baker gets a sign, comes set. 2-0 delivery to the left end hitting Cassingham. Hit in the air toward left. Left fielder playable. He'll get under it and squeeze it for out number three. So the Colt 45s go 1-2-3. After three, it's 6-4. The Colt 45s on top. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Featuring delicious made-to-order sandwiches, including the club sandwich, pastrami, corned beef, turkey, tuna, and more, including hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine-in, or takeout. Call 530-246-2020. Again, that's Sandwichery, 530-246-2020.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. Aaron Wood is back out there for this top of the fourth inning. Silva's a fastball, first pitch swinging. Butler fouls that one back to the screen for strike one. No balls and one strike on the right-hand hitting Andre Butler, playing shortstop tonight. He homered his last time up. He's responsible for those other two runs on the scoreboard for the South Bay Storm. In the 6-4 ball game, it's the top of the fourth. The 0-1 delivery from Wood is a fastball in the inner half called strike two. No balls, two strikes, nobody out, nobody on. In this top of the fourth, Aaron Wood, since that rocky first inning, has really settled in. Butler steps back in, taps the plate with his bat. Deep in the box, a slightly open stance. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball misses way upstairs. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. It's a breaking ball. Goes off the shoulder of Butler, and he'll be awarded first base. Now the leadoff man is aboard for the South Bay Storm. The Colt 45 infield will move to double play depth. It's Calderon and Vela, the shortstop and second baseman, pinching up the middle. As Kurt Beckham steps to the plate, right-hand hitter, even stance. Jones sets up low and away. The runner going, huge jump. The throw down to second from Alex Jones is not in time, and in safely with the stolen base is Andre Butler. He was about halfway to second base before Aaron Wood started his windup. And now, with the tying run at the plate, there's a runner in scoring position for the South Bay Storm. As Wood, bending forward, now comes set, glove at the belt, out of the stretch. The 0-1 delivery to the righty Beckham. Blocked by the catcher Jones, kicks away from him for a second, quickly recovers, and back to second base is Butler, not quite wanting to chance it. One ball and one strike on Kurt Beckham, the left fielder, right-hand hitter. As Wood gets a sign, comes set, checks the runner back at second. That's Butler. The 1-1 delivery to the right-hand hitting Beckham. Butler going down to third. The throw to, from Alex Jones to third. Not in time. Betanco making a sensational effort. The shortstop side, he was standing in foul territory, ready to receive the throw. Calderon backing up the play, but Betanco reaching far up and away from him toward the shortstop side of the bag, and then put the tag on Butler as he was falling down, not quite in time. Now the 1-2 pitch from Wood is grounded to third baseman Betanco. Charges, gloves, throws the first, coming him to score. After the two stolen bases is Butler, and now it's a 6-5 ball game after Kurt Beckham grounds out 5-3. It's a 6-5 ball game with one out. Nobody on now. After Butler came home to score, it's going to be Dylan White now, right-hand hitter. Tight stance as Wood winds and deals. Called strike one on the outer half. No balls and one strike. No balls, one strike, one out. Infield at normal depth. The 0-1 delivery from Wood. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Now Wood takes a big, deep breath. Gets a sign from Jones, the catcher, who sets up high. Now the 0-2 pitch is hit in the air toward left. Not playable. It will land in front of Castingham, who will now play it back and in to first base with a wide turn is White. He'll stay at first on the single, and we'll bring up Aiden Hugh, the catcher. Colby Raphael and Mason Castingham having a little bit of a conversation out there in left center. Hugh, his last time up, struck out swinging. Runner at first being held on by Kyle Norton. That's Dylan White. Wood winds and deals a fastball on the inner half at the knees for strike one. No balls, one strike, and one out. Wood comes set, checks the runner back at first, now deals. Fastball misses low. One ball and one strike to the right-hand hitting Aiden Hugh. He struck out swinging his first time up. There's only one gone. The double play is in order. Colt 45 is looking to twist it and get out of the inning. The 1-1 pitch is fouled back toward the netting off the post, holding up the netting, and it'll ricochet into shallow right field. A loud strike two, thunked off the pole. One ball, two strikes, and one gone. Vela and Calderon shading just a bit up the middle. Betanco three or four steps off the line at third. The 1-2 delivery from Wood. Breaking ball misses way high. Jones coming out of the crouch to receive it. Ends up dropping it. Bobbles it momentarily. Staying at first is White. Not wanting to run on that. Now it's two balls and two strikes to the right-hand hitting catcher Aiden Hugh. Wood now comes set. The 2-2 pitch with one out, runner going. Curveball misses high. The throw down to second is in time. The throw was to the left field side. And Calderon, reaching across his body, was able to put the tag on after reaching across his body to the left field side, then reached back over to the right field side to put the tag on the runner White. After that pitch was called a ball, it was high in the zone. Now it'll be a full count. But there's two gone. The infield returns to normal depth. It's a full count with two gone. Wood fires. A fastball is fouled off. And we'll do it again. Full count with two outs. Nobody on. It's 6-5. The Colt 45's up by one. Wood gets a sign. Now we'll step off. 0-8-3-4-2. Climbs back up the backside of the hill. Now winds and deals a payoff pitch with two outs. Is grounded toward the shortstop. Calderon charges. Throws off balance to first. In time for the out. A fantastic play from Joel Calderon. And the side is retired. It's 6-5. We're halfway through our ball game here at Tiger Field in Reading. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, aged sandwiches and more at a great price for 40 years. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Sandwichery, call 530-246-2020. Again, that's 530-246-2020.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's Dusty Vela, the leadoff man, is in his third AB of the evening. He waves at the first pitch he sees, and now Baker comes set and deals one straight back to the screen. Gives up the count of one ball and one strike as Vela steps back into the box, and Baker gets a new baseball. He peers in at his catcher, Aiden Hugh, now comes set. The 1-1 delivery with nobody out in this bottom of the fourth. Misses inside. Two balls and one strike on Dusty Vela, tonight's second baseman for the Colt 45s. As the sun has pretty much set here, turning the clouds around us a blue-pink huey color. The 2-1 delivery to the lefty Vela misses wide, three balls and one strike. Three balls, one strike, nobody out. The Colt 45s have a one-run lead after South Bay Storm put one up in the top half of the fourth. Now we're in the bottom half as the 3-1 delivery from the righty Baker misses wide. Ball four. Vela works a walk, and the leadoff man is aboard via the free pass. Now it'll be Colby Rafael, who has singled and then reached third after the right fielder bobbled it and then doubled. He'll step up to the plate. He's got two RBIs on the night. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance, out of the stretch. Baker comes set, now deals Vela, not running. This one's hit in the air toward left, should be playable. The left fielder will get underneath it and squeeze it, a can of corn for out number one. First pitch swinging. Rafael, who flies out to the left fielder, Kurt Beckham. Vela holds at first. And this 6-5 ball game. As Terry Baker will now face off against for the third time. Right fielder McGuire Smith, who is homered and grounded out tonight. Left-hand hitter waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Vela planting his foot with his lead at first, being held on by the first baseman Anderson, not going on the play. Almost draws a back pick, but he is chased back in time. Smith takes that pitch for a call to strike one on the inner half. The first baseman Dayton Anderson holding on Vela at first. Now diving back on the pickoff attempt is Vela. He's back in plenty of time. No balls and one strike still. The infield playing a bit up the middle with the shortstop and third baseman shifted a few steps toward second. As Baker comes set now, the 0-1 delivery is hit on a line shot up the middle and through for a base hit into center field. Vela will hold at second as the center fielder David Torrey plays it back quickly. Now there's runners at first and second for the cleanup man, Kyle Norton. 6-5. The Colt 45 is looking for a little bit more insurance here against this South Bay Storm ball club. Now Kyle Norton will step up to the plate. Left-hand hitter, even stance. The infield playing behind the runners, not holding on Norton at first. Smith at first, rather, or Vela at second. First pitch from Baker. Catches the plate at the knees. A call is strike one. Norton has reached on an error, stolen second, and then walked and stole second. Tonight, Baker checks the runners back. Now the 0-1 delivery. Misses away. One ball and one strike. Norton readies from that left side. Runners take their leads. Vela at second and Smith at first. The 1-1 delivery with one out. It's outside waved at by Norton. Couldn't quite get a piece of it. One ball and two strikes. He knew he had to commit on that swing. His timing was thrown off. Couldn't quite get the barrel on it. Wasn't able to poke it anywhere over the infield. One ball, two strikes with one out. The South Bay Storm looking to turn a double play and get out of the jam. The 1-2 pitch with one out is grounded toward the second baseman. Dodging it is Smith, the runner. He'll be safe at second as the second baseman decides to go to first on the play. Daniel Major making the smart play to throw to first and get the easy out. But the runners move up to second and third. Now there's two runners in scoring position for Noah Betanco out of Chula Vista, California. Right-hand hitter. Betanco playing third base tonight has grounded out and been hit by a pitch tonight. He'll do a little landscaping from that right side. Now taps the plate with his bat. Does the signature check swing with a wide open stance as Baker comes set, winds and deals. So fastball catches the inside corner at the knees. A called strike one. Betanco has 10 RBIs on the year. Splitting the catching duties with Alex Jones, Carter Jorison, and Juan Carlos Camarena as the 0-1 delivery. Misses just a bit high to even up the count at one ball and one strike. And then also splitting time at third with Brandon Zanny, Joel Calderon, and Sutter Moss. So Betanco's bat has been fairly hot, so they've tried to keep him in the lineup wherever they could. He's also DH'd a little bit. The 1-1 delivery from the righty Baker is a line shot foul wide of the bag at third. Moves the count to one ball and two strikes as Betanco will step out of the box and wave the bat around a little bit. Stay loose, take a couple practice swings as Baker gets a new baseball. Betanco hit a home run a couple of weeks ago that went over the netting out there and left. It was an absolute moonshot. The pitch before he hit that home run, he hooked it just a bit foul. So he's got some power. It's the 1-2 delivery from Baker is off the foot of Betanco. Count remains one ball and two strikes. That is Betanco's one home run on the year. A home run here would blow the game wide open. It's only a one-run ball game. The South Bay Storm still within reach, but The Colt 45 is looking to tack on some insurance. Betanco waves the bat back and forth. Now readies as Baker comes set. The 1-2 delivery with two outs and the runners on second and third is foul tipped back to the screen. And we'll do it again. One ball, two strikes. Betanco battling here. Looking for a good pitch to hit. Fouling off any pitch out of the zone. Anything close, you don't want to go down looking. But the Colt 45 is threatening, trying to get more insurance on the board. So Baker gets a sign, now comes set. Out of stretch, the 1-2 delivery is foul tipped again off the foot of Betanco. Just got a piece of it. One ball and two strikes. Runners on second and third. That's Vela at third and Smith at second. Infield playing back with two outs here. Betanco a little bit shaken up after he fouled that one off his foot. He does have the shin guard on, but it might have missed where that is off the toe. He went for a little walk and then now comes back to the plate. Steps back into the box. A wide open stance again. The catcher sets up high as the pitch from Baker is hit in the air towards center. Center fielder giving chase. It's going to land beyond his reach. It goes all the way to the wall. Coming in to score is Vela. Around third to score is Smith. And that ball looks like it went off the top of the wall. Betanco thought he had a home run. Turns out he had a double and it went off the top of the wall. And he was trotting around the bases. Then hit second. And the throw came in. So he shuffled back to second base. He hit that one to the deepest part of the ballpark, just to the left of the 370 mark. And it's a long double for Noah Betanco, but it scores two. A little bit of confusion there. I also was not sure if it went over the wall or not, but it did not, and it was played back by the center fielder, David Torrey, who threw it in. Betanco almost got caught sleeping. It'll now be Brandon Zanni to the plate. He's got a runner in scoring position. It's 8-5. The Colt 45's on top. But the right hand hitting Brandon Zanni as Baker winds and deals and will throw behind the runner Zanni and take third on the play is Betanco after it kicks away from the catcher. So a wild turn of events here at Tiger Field. After the near home run from Betanco scores two. It's 8-5. And the pitch from the righty Baker went behind Zanni. Now Baker comes set and delivers the 1-0 pitch with Betanco at third now. Catches the outer half of the zone in at the belt, called strike one. It's now one ball and one strike on the right hand hitting Brandon Zanni. Who waves the wood back and forth a couple of times. See, ready. Zanni has singled and struck out tonight. Pitch misses wide of the plate. Catcher just able to keep him from going all the way back to the screen. Quickly pounces on it. And Betanco will hold at third. Not quite wanting to risk it on the play. Two balls and one strike. Aiden Hugh, the catcher, glided to his right. Unable to pick it cleanly, but kept it from bouncing too far away from him. Two balls and one strike to the right-hand hitting Zanni. Terry Baker, the righty, winds and deals. Another pitch misses way inside for ball three. Three balls and one strike. The catcher, Aiden Hugh, will walk out and calm down his pitcher a little bit. Things have started to come a little bit unraveled here for South Bay Storm. Looking to escape the inning with minimal damage. There's two gone. Runner at third, that's Betanco. He doubled home two and then took third on a pass ball. Three balls and one strike with two outs to the right-hand inning Zanni. The 3-1 delivery. Misses low and in. Ball four. Zanni works a walk. And the inning is extended for Alex Jones, who has struck out twice tonight. Once looking, once swinging. He'll look to get his first hit of the evening. As he saunters up the plate and gets a sign from his third base coach, the center fielder, David Torrey, shaded a couple of steps toward left center. just to the left of the 406 sign, Alex Jones out of MJC, Modesto Junior College. A pickoff tip to first, not in time. Zanny diving back head first. Alex Jones is one of a couple of players out of MJC from down in the valley of Central California. Right-hand hitter, open stance. Zanny taking his lead from first. Betanco from third with two outs. The first pitch to the righty, Jones. Misses low and away. One ball and no strikes. Jones gets a sign from the third base coach. With the runners at the corners, Terry Baker peering down at his catcher. Now gets a sign, comes set out of the stretch. The 1-0 delivery, Zanny running on the play. The throw down to second. Caught in a pickle is Zanny, but coming up to score is Betanco, and Zanny will be tagged out, diving back to first in time. Jones will hit some balls and strikes in the bottom of the fifth, but the run comes in to score. It's 9-5. Out at second on the count, stealing is Zanny. But Zanny does his job of drawing the throw down. It's going to be Reese Fairweather on in relief. And the top of the fifth, when we come back, tonight's game is sponsored by Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading, featuring delicious made-to-order sandwiches, including the club sandwich, pastrami, corned beef, turkey, and more, including hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. They're open Monday, Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary all of July. Dine in, take out, sandwich. Call 530-246-2020. Again, that's 530-246-2020.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. On in relief of tonight's starting pitcher, Aaron Wood is going to be the tall left-hander, the kid from down under. Out of Australia, it's the 6'4 southpaw, the left-hand pitcher, Reese Fairweather from Feather River Junior College. It's the top of the fifth. The Colt 45s have a 9-5 lead. Here at Tiger Field, as the lights have taken full effect, I'm Jacob Green with KCNR Chester Reading. It's great to have you with us for tonight's Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. It's going to be the leadoff man, Daniel Major, up to the plate, facing off against the lefty Fairweather, who winds and deals his first pitch of the ball game. Is a fastball in the outer half, a called strike one. Fairweather with that funky left-handed delivery. Almost Randy Johnson-esque in his windup. A lot of arms and legs coming at you from the batter's box as he delivers a fastball. Catches the outer half of the zone. Called strike two. It's called a ball, rather. One ball and one strike. Looked like the umpire called it a strike, but now the count even at one ball and one strike. Fairweather. Glove tucked by his right leg now, winds and deals. 1-2 pitch, misses high. Count moves to two balls and one strike. To the right-hand hitting second baseman, Daniel Major. Now the 2-1 pitch, misses low. Ball three balls and one strike. for Aaron Wood. We will get you his final line momentarily after this batter. Now the count. 3-1 with nobody gone. Swing and a miss. Evens up the count. Fills the count at 3-2. As Fairweather looking to retire his first batter he's facing tonight. Colby Raphael out there in center, shaded a bit towards right center. As Fairweather winds and deals. This is popped up foul. Norton giving chase back by the first base dugout. Will not get to it in time. It's out of play. And we'll do it again. 3-2, nobody out. It's 9-5. The Colt 45s on top with the 4-run lead on a scorcher here at Tiger Field. The payoff delivery is hit on a line shot toward right field, right at McGuire Smith, who moves in a couple of steps and will squeeze it for out number one. So Fairweather wins the battle. And Daniel Major lines out to the right fielder, McGuire Smith. Jones will trot out to the mound and have a word with his pitcher, Fairweather, on in relief of Aaron Wood, who went 4, gave up 5 hits, and allowed 5 runs, gave up 2 home runs, struck out 1, walked 1, and did not walk any. He hit a batter, rather, did not walk a batter. So a different form of a free pass is the left-hand hitting Anthony DeVittori steps up to the plate. He singled and grounded out tonight. Fairweather deals a fastball inside for 1. 1-0. Fairweather shakes off Jones. Now shakes him off again. Now we'll wind and deal the 1-0 pitch. So breaking ball misses just a bit high for 2. 2-0. Fairweather, when appears to get his sign as the glove tucked at his right leg and then the ball dangling to his left. Now he winds and deals a fastball right at the knees, a called 1. 2-1. Before going into his windup, he extends his hands in front of him, the glove tucked up by his chin before winding up and dealing. As he now does the 2-1 delivery, breaking ball, swing and a miss. So now the count evens up at 2-2 on DeVittori, the center fielder. 2-2, somebody on the infield playing back on the left-hand hitting center fielder. The 2-2 delivery is fouled back toward the crowd. And DeVittori stays alive with the count still at 2-2. He waves the bat back and forth a couple of times. Fairweather peering in at Jones. Now winds and delivers the 2-2 pitch. Fastball grounded up the middle, diving, called Aaron, can't get it, it's into center field for a base hit. So DeVittori wins the battle there. So he hit that one right up the middle past the mound into center field where Raphael played it back. Now it'll be the right hand hitting Dayton Anderson to the plate. Right-hander waves the bat back and forth a couple of times as DeVittori takes his lead at first, being held on by Kyle Norton. He's a couple steps off the bag. Fairweather out of the stretch, delivers a fastball on the inside corner called 1. 0-1. Fairweather peering in, glove tucked up by his front leg, ball dangling behind him, gets his sign. Now comes set from the middle part of the rubber, checks the runner back at first. Now delivers a fastball just off the plate. 1-1. Fairweather checks running back at first. Winds and deals a fastball swing and a miss for 2. One 2 count with 1 out in this 9-5 ball game in the top of the 5th. Fairweather comes set. Fairweather winds and deals. Fastball misses high and wide. 2-2 to the right hand hitting. Dayton Anderson playing first base tonight for the South Bay Storm. DeVittori at first being held on by Norton. Fairweather comes set. The 2-2 delivery with the Colt 45 pinching up the middle. Looking toward a double play. A ground ball to Calder in the shortstop. Flips to second for one. The relay to first. In. Not in time. Looked like he was in time, but the umpire calls him safe. And safe at first on the fielder's choice is Dayton Anderson. But erased at second is David Torrey. And Anderson, safe at first on the 6-4 put out. Fielder's choice. Still pitching out of the stretch now with two outs. Is Fairweather, the lefty who came on in relief of the right-hand throwing Aaron Wood, tonight's starting pitcher, who went four. It's the right-hand hitting Joe Plaskett to the plate, who has grounded out and singled as Fairweather winds and deals a swing and a miss from Plaskett is strike one. Fairweather peering in, gets a sign, now comes set. Runner at first, that's Anderson. Two or three steps off the bag, Fairweather winds and deals. Fastball on the outer half at the knees, called strike two. No balls and two strikes, Fairweather looking to get out of the inning in this 9-5 ball game. The 0-2 delivery from Fairweather. Fastball swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. That's out number three. The side is retired. South Bay Storm. Strand one and score none. We're at the home half of the fifth. It's 9-5. The Colt 45 is on top. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 to Amos Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh made-to-order sandwiches and more at a great price for 40 years. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 to Amos Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Again, that's sandwichery. Call 530-246-2020, 530-246-2020.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tigerfield in Reading, California. Alex Jones leading things off here with a fresh count after Zanny was caught in a pickle to end things in the home half of the fourth, but Betanko was able to score on the play, which was exactly how Bob Anderson drew it up. And Jones takes the first pitch, called ball. One ball and no strikes as the righty Terry Baker still working in this home half of the fifth for the Colt 45s. Now Jones takes the next pitch on the outer half at the knees to call it strike one. One ball and one strike. There's some activity up in the bullpen for the South Bay Storm as Wood winds and deals the 1-1 pitch that will nick the back leg of Jones, and he'll be awarded first base and will get a courtesy runner. Sutter Moss will go out there so Alex Jones can head back into the dugout and put on the catcher's gear. Out in the bullpen for the South Bay Storm is the right-hand throwing Nico Vega. That'll be Joel Calderon up to the plate. Right-hand hitter, wide-open stance. Moss taking a huge lead at first. Check swing foul tip by Calderon. Goes back to the screen. No balls and one strike now. On the right-hand hitter in Calderon. Calderon has grounded out and lined out. Moss, two or three steps off the bag, being held on by Anderson at first. The 0-1 delivery is fouled back to the screen again. No balls and two strikes. Calderon looks up the third baseline, gets a sign. Now steps back into the box. Out of the stretch. Baker winds and deals the 0-2 pitch. Changeup. This is just a bit high. One ball and two strikes. On Calderon. Tonight's shortstop. Wide open stance, deep in the box. As Baker comes set. 1-2 pitch. Moss not running. This one's popped up back of first base. Right fielder and second baseman charging. It's going to be the second baseman who gets under it. Bobbles it. Now quickly recovers. Throws off balance as he's falling to second base in time. On the bag was the shortstop, Andre Butler, to get the force. So, 4-6 put out. We'll keep Calderon at first, so he reaches base safely. The second baseman was shaded up the middle, looking to turn a double play, playing a double play depth, then was chasing all the way back behind first base, and ended up being able to make a play on it, kicked off the heel of his glove, dropped, and Moss caught him in between first and second, was forced out at second base. As Cassingham takes a ball wide to make the count, one ball and no strikes. With one out, the Storm still have their defense playing up the middle. So next pitch from Baker misses wide again. Two balls and no strikes for Cassingham. He's walked and flown out to left field tonight. The Storm looking to turn a double play and get back in the dugout to get some offense rolling. Pick off him to first, not in time. Calderon diving back in time. Two balls, no strikes, with one out. It's 9-5 in this bottom of the fifth. Pitch from Baker is a line shot over the head of the second baseman into Shella, right center field, for a base hit. And into third base, diving head first, is Calderon. As Cassingham singles into right center field. Great piece of hitting there from Cassingham. As Mike Ryan will make his way out to his pitcher. We'll have a little conversation by the bullpen sometime. Figure out what they want to do here with runners at the corners again. You have to imagine the Colt 45s might try to do what they did last inning and draw a throwdown, then get the runner from third to score. So it's a 9-5 ball game. The South Bay Storm only in a 4-run deficit, so the game's not unreachable by any means. But should they get a fifth run, it'd be a little bit more difficult to scratch that many runs across. That's going to be the top of the order in Dusty Vela to the plate, who is grounded out, reached on an error, and walked. Cassingham trying to draw a throwdown, does not. Took a huge secondary lead as ball one comes in to the left end hitting Vela. Cassingham dancing off the bag at first. Being held on by Anderson. It's the 1-0 delivery. Swung on and fouled back over the third base side. One ball and one strike. Runners at the corners, infield and outfield, playing straight up with Anderson, the first baseman, holding on Cassingham at first. The 1-1 delivery from the righty Baker, Cassingham running. This one's hit in the air toward left. The left fielder goes into a dive, can't corral it. Coming in to score is Calderon. Holding at second is Cassingham as the throw comes into third base, where Dylan White was ready for it. As the Colt 45s now have put put another run on the board. It's now 10-5 after Vela singled. Now it's Colby Rafael to the plate, right in hitter. Runners at first and second. In this 10-5 ball game. With one out still, runners at first and second. Rafael takes first pitch, catches the top part of the zone, called strike one. Contrary to the belief of some fans here at Tiger Field, getting a little bit more lively here. As the 0-1 delivery with one out, the infield still playing at double play depth, looking to turn two. This one's hit on a line shot in the air. Will drop in front of the center fielder, who plays it on a hop. Quickly makes a throw into second base, not in time. And the bases are juiced for McGuire Smith, who has two hits tonight, one of them being a two-run shot, the other being a single. He'd later come around to score. Cassingham at third, Vela at second, and Rafael at first for McGuire Smith, the right fielder, a left-hand hitter. As there's still activity up in the South Bay Storms bullpen. Now out of the windup. There's a force at every base now for the South Bay Storm as McGuire Smith steps up to the plate. First pitch on the outside corner, called strike one. McGuire Smith looking to hit one on the screws here and really get some more insurance for the Colt 45s. The corner's moving a bit in. On the infield grass, the 0-1 delivery is weight that fouled off the plate. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. With one out, it's 10-5 in this bottom of the fifth. The Colt 45s have put one on the board, looking to add on more and scratch across a couple more runs. The corner's playing in, the third baseman and first baseman, a couple steps off the infield grass. That's Anderson at first and White at third. The 0-2 delivery with the bases loaded misses inside. One ball and two strikes. The catcher, Aiden Hugh, gliding to his right to keep that ball in front of him and not allow a run to score. Norton's on deck. McGuire Smith tonight has already done some damage with a two-run shot and a single. Now with a 1-2 count, left-hand hitting. Smith readies. The 1-2 pitch from Baker misses high and away. Two balls and two strikes. The righty Baker was originally ahead in the count, 0-2. Now, Smith has battled back and watched two pitches miss the zone. This is up to two balls and two strikes. Still with one out. The 2-2 delivery from Terry Baker. It's poked at, grounded foul. Up the third baseline. And the count remains three balls and two strikes. On the left-hand hitting, Kyle Norton. McGuire Smith, rather, tonight's right fielder. Kyle Norton's on deck, the cleanup man. The 2-2 count as Baker winds and deals to the left-hand hitting. Smith, and that one misses just high and away for ball three. That'll fill the count. Again, the bases are loaded. The Colt 45s have ducks on the pond looking to get some more meat on the table. Three balls, two strikes, one out of the crowd. It's starting to get a little rowdy here. The payoff delivery with one out from Baker. Misses wide. Ball four. Smith works a walk. And that will bring home a run. It's 11-1. And everybody moves up 90 feet. And now Kyle Norton will step up to the plate looking to add on more in this 11-5 ball game. Another left-hand hitter. As Terry Baker rubs up a baseball, now climbs back up the hill. Betanko's on deck. It's 11-5. The score of last night's ball game was 19-4. Colt 45 is looking to match that. With one out, the bases loaded. The first pitch, Norton misses wide. Ball one. Left-hand hitting Kyle Norton to the plate. He's reached on an error and walked tonight. He has two stolen bases. He's due for a home run. He had a Home run with the bases loaded. Last week, the 1-0 delivery. Fastball misses low and in. Ball two. The catcher, Aiden Hugh, doing a great job again of corralling that baseball, not allowing a runner to score easily. Two balls and no strikes. A right-on-left matchup here. Kyle Norton has a chance to have his second Grand Slam of the year. Norton last night had a home run. Looking to make it 2 days in a row with a home run. The 2-0 delivery from the righty Terry Baker to the left-hand hitting Kyle Norton. Fastball, check swing, called strike on the outside corner just below the belt. Norton thought about it but decided to hold up. Two balls and one strike. As the crowd has started to get into it here. This 11-5 ball game in the bottom of the fifth. The 2-1 delivery is fouled back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes. Norton took a huge cut at that one. Missed it by about an inch. Kyle Norton looking to blow this game even further wide open as the Colt 45s are once down 4-0. They now have a 6-run lead. Baker comes set. The 2-2 delivery with the bases loaded and one out. Ground ball toward the shortstop. Charges. Throws to first in time to retire Norton. A 6-3 putout, but it brings home Vela from third. After Norton is retired, 6-3 on the play. Now it'll be Noah Betanko to the plate. It's now 12-5. Colt 45s have tacked on three more runs. The fourth inning, they've put three runs on the board. Now Noah Betanko to the plate. The right-hand hitter taps the plate a couple times with his bat. Now readies the infield, playing him to pull. The second baseman playing a couple steps to the right field side of second base. The pitch from Baker's fastball grounded foul up the third baseline for strike one. Betanko, his last at-bat, had that long double to the deepest part of the ballpark, just to the left of that 370 mark. So he steps back into the box with an 0-1 count. He readies as Terry Baker comes set. Winds and delivers the 0-1 with runners on second and third. It's a line shot foul down the first base side and into the parking lot. A long strike two from Betanko. No balls and two strikes to the Colt 45's third baseman. He steps back into the box, a open stance. The 0-2 delivery with two outs. And this 12-5 ball game in the bottom of the fifth is hit in the air toward left. Left fielder giving chase. It's going to go to the wall. It's in the left center field gap. Coming home to score is Rafael Smith. Home to score. And Betanko has himself another two RBI double. And it's now a 14-5 ball game. Another fantastic piece of hitting from Noah Betanko to break this game wide open. Fives now have a 9-run lead. It's 14-5. And Terry Baker, after that pitch, is likely done. And Brandon Zanny up to the plate now, right-hand hitter. And the manager, Mike Ryan, having a conversation with his first baseman, catcher, and pitcher, and second baseman. And Terry Baker will remain in the game. Looked like a little bit of a strategy talk here. Baker is now, this is his inning. Watch that. Manager walks back to the mound and will now take the baseball from Terry Baker, whose night is finished. He goes 4 2/3. So he gets some applause from the fans here. He'll head back to the dugout and there will be a new pitcher on in relief. Number 7, Christian Hernandez, on in relief of Terry Baker in this fifth inning, and to allow him time to warm up, we're going to cut to a quick break, which is another reminder to try out Stan Witchery down at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Dine in or take out. They're celebrating 40 years this July. They feature some delicious made-to-order sandwiches from club sandwiches, pastrami, corned beef, turkey, tuna, and more. They also have hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. It's open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2. Again, that's 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. You can also give them a call at 530-246-2020. Again, that's 530-246-2020.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
And welcome back to Tigerfield in Reading, California. Brandon Zanny up the plate, facing off against the relief pitcher Christian Hernandez. This pitch is swung on, hit in the air toward right. The right fielder giving chase should be playable. He'll squeeze it on the run for out number three of the inning, and the Colt 45s throw five runs on the board.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Reading, California. It's going to be a pinch hitter for the South Bay Storm, facing off against Reese Fairweather in his second inning of work. Right-hand hitter. Left-hand hitter, rather. Max Pacciucci. Left-hand hitter. Left on left matchup here as Fairweather gets a sign from Jones, his catcher. It's the top of the sixth. The Colt 45s sent nine batters to the plate last inning. They have a 14-5 lead as stepping out of the box. Now steps back in as the lefty Micciucci. Now Feather winds and deals. And first pitch, he sees grounds for the third baseman, Betanku, who charges, throws to first in time, showing off that cannon. Four, out number one, a 5-3 put out. That's out number one at this top of the sixth inning. Is it's going to be the right end hitting Andre Butler to the plate, the shortstop. He has homered and been hit by a pitch tonight, also has two stolen bases. A right-hand hitter steps up to the plate, a slightly open stance as Fairweather gets a sign. Now winds and deals with nobody on and one out. Fastball hit in the air toward Rafael in center. Now called off by Vela, chasing it out in shallow right center, and Vela will squeeze it for out number two. So Vela corrals the pop fly. And that's out number two. It's going to be Kurt Beckham to the plate. Another right-hand hitter. A left-on-right match here as Fairweather winds and deals. First pitch swinging, swing, and a miss. For strike one, the left fielder Knight has grounded out twice. Once from Alex Jones, and then the third baseman, Betanko, as he takes a huge cut. The second pitch for strike two. Unable to catch up to it. It's Fairweather. Now gets a sign. Righty Beckham readies. The 0-2 delivery from the southpaw Fairweather is way outside. Misses wide for ball one. One ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes with two gone. In this top of the sixth, the infield playing back for the right-hand hitting Beckham. Now Fairweather gets a sign, winds and deals the 1-2 pitch. Fastball just misses a bit low. Fairweather thought he had strike three. It was over the plate, but low. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 delivery with two outs from Fairweather. Misses high and away. That will fill the count. Three balls and two strikes. Fairweather peering in gets a sign. The payoff delivery with two outs. Fastball grounded toward Vela, the second baseman moving up the middle. Will glide to it and fields and throws to first in time for the 4-3 put out. The South Bay Storm go 1-2-3. It's still 14-5. We're at the home half of the sixth. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-known sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh made-to-order sandwiches and more at a great price for 40 years. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Again, that's sandwichery. Call 530-246-2020. Again, that's 530-246-2020.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's Alex Jones up to the plate. He skies one. Third baseman will camp under it, playable for him, and he will squeeze it on the infield for out number one. So Alex Jones pops out to the third baseman, clearly frustrated with that, as Christian Hernandez, is in his first full inning of work, delivers a strike on the inside corner to Joel Calderon. Shortstop tonight, a wide open stance on that right side. Right on right matchup as Hernandez winds and deals the 0-1 pitch. Fastball hit in the air toward right. Right fielder charging in. It's going to be the second baseman going out on the rim of the outfield grass to squeeze the weak pop out for out number two. Quickly, two gone here. As back-to-back pop outs. Now to be Mason Cassingham to the plate, switch hitter batting left. With the right hand throwing Christian Hernandez. Again, Hernandez on his first full inning of work. He's now retired three straight. First pitch to Cassingham, misses wide for ball one. Terry Baker went 4 2/3, allowed 10 hits and 12 runs. He walked 5, struck out 3, and hit 2. This pitch is swung on and flared to the shortstop, who back into the shallow left center field will squeeze it. Four out number three, so the Colt 45s quickly go 1-2-3. We're headed to the seventh. It's 14-5. The Colt 45s on top. Sandwichery celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Sandwichery, a veteran-owned business at 1341 Tehama Street. And
come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. Reese Fairweather is back out there facing off against the third baseman and right-hand hitter, Dylan White. A close stance from that right side. Reese Fairweather out of the windup, the infield playing back. Outfield playing straight up. The delivery from Fairweather out of the windup. It's a fastball that goes all the way back to the screen for ball one. One ball and no strikes. The sixth inning was very quick with both pitchers throwing under 10 pitches. Now a 1-0 count. Fairweather winds and deals a wave at that pitch, a ball in the dirt. Evens up the count at 1-1. Breaking ball went off the plate, and Dylan White was fooled on that pitch to make the count 1-1. Fairweather now with a new baseball, peering in at his catcher Jones. Sets up low and in. 1-1 delivery. Misses away. Ball two. 2-1. With nobody gone here in this top of the seventh. It's 14-5. The Colt 45's on top. I'm Jacob Green. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. It's great to have you with us on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. Josh Kim is up and working in the South Bay Storm bullpen. As the 2-1 delivery from Reese Fairweather to the right hand hitting Dylan White misses low and away. 4-3. 3-1. Fairweather gets a sign now, winds and deals the 3-1 pitch. Fastball misses low. 4. And a free pass is issued to Dylan White. While I have this momentary break in the action, I'd like to thank Carl and Linda Bott with KCNR Shasta Redding, which has allowed me to have this wonderful opportunity to bring all of you listeners some Colt 45's baseball as the catcher, Aiden Huff, comes to the plate, grounds one to the third baseman, Betonko bobbles it, now we'll have to go to first, and not in time, safe at first is Aiden Huff, the catcher. There's a line shot right at Betonko that dipped right in front of him, kicked off the heel of his glove, bobbled it, and then had to go to first, but everybody's going to be safe after the hustle from Huff. A first pitch swinging. It'll be an infield single, and now Daniel Major will come up to the plate. It's Fairweather. Now his runners are first and second. This 14-5 ball game. He winds and deals out a stretch of ball in the dirt. 1. Major on the night has grounded out twice and lined out. Right-hand hitter. Fairweather checks the runner back at second. Now winds and deals the 1-0 pitch. Fastball in the outer half at the knees. A called strike 1. 1-1. Fairweather gets a sign. The righty Major readies. Open stance deep in the box. Fairweather checks the runner's back. Now deals the 1-1 pitch. Fastball just a bit up. 2-1. The South Bay Storm out of Milpitas, California, down near Stanford University. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh. The 2-1 delivery from the southpaw Fairweather. To the right-hand hitting Major is on the outside corner, called strike 2. 2-2. The Colt 45 infield playing at double play depth, looking to turn to double play. The shortstop Calderon shaded a bit up the middle. Same with Vela, the second baseman. Now Fairweather comes set, checks the runner back at second. The 2-2 delivery is swung on a line shot over a leaping Vela in to right center field, coming around third to score is White, and in the third is Huff, and getting thrown out at second on the throw from the center fielder, Rafael, is Major. And that's out number 1. Tried to stretch that single into a double, but he does get the RBI after Dylan White came around to score. Now there's a runner at third. That's Aiden Huff, the catcher. After Major singles, a great outfield assist from Kobe Rafael. Now it'll be Anthony Davitori up to the plate. Watches a first pitch fastball catch the inside edge. A called strike 1. 2-1. The infield returns to normal depth with one out here in this 14-6 ball game as Fairweather winds and deals the 0-1. He's fouled back over the screen for strike 2. No balls and two strikes on David Torrey, the center fielder, left-hand hitter. Left-on-left matchup here. It's the southpaw Fairweather gets a sign now. Winds and deals the 0-2 pitch. This one's swung on a foul off the netting on the third base side to keep the count at no balls and two strikes. No balls and two strikes with one out. Runner at third. That's Huff. Fairweather now winds and deals the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. And David Torrey has gone a-looking. That'll be the right-hand hitting. Dayton Anderson to the plate. First baseman tonight for the South Bay Storm. And his last time up, he singled. First pitch swing and fouls this one back to the screen. My apologies. Struck out his last time up. He is also homer tonight. Fairweather comes set. Now winds and deals the 0-1 pitch. This one's waved at, poked. Shallow left field. It will land for a base hit. Coming in to score is Huff. And into first base with a base hit is Dayton Anderson. He's now 2-for-4 on the night. 2-for-3 on the night. He'll reach. It's now a 14-7 ball game. So the South Bay Storm slowly chipping away. Now to be Joe Plaskett to the plate, who is 1-for-3 tonight. He's all singled, grounded out, and struck out. This ball kicks away from the catcher, Alex Jones, and taking second base easily uncontested is Dayton Anderson. So he moves up to scoring position. He'll be dancing off the bag at second. And Fairweather still pitching out of the stretch with the runner on. Facing off against the right-hand hitting. Plaskett, who takes a huge cut at one, misses it completely to even up the count at one ball and one strike. With two gone here, after the South Bay Storm have put two on the board, it's 14-7. Fairweather checks the runner back at second. That's Anderson. This pitch is fouled back into the parking lot. For strike two, one ball and two strikes. Fairweather gets a sign from Alex Jones. Now comes set. The 1-2 delivery with two outs. Fastball in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher Jones. He clears and throws down to first in time. And that will end the inning. The side is retired. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. The South Bay Storm strands one, but they score two. It's 14-7, and we're going to have Scott Lewis singing tonight's rendition of God Bless America. Of God Bless America, and it's time to stretch here at Tiger Field. It's 14-7.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Veteran-Owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Fans, welcome back to Tiger Field. It's Dusty Vela up to the plate, and he sends one into left center field for a base hit. And that's the way the bottom of the seventh begins. This 14-7 ball game. Christian Hernandez is back out there. He's gone an inning and a third thus far tonight. He came on in relief of Terry Baker, who started tonight's game. It's now going to be Colby Rafael to the plate, who has singled, doubled, and singled, and then reached third on an E9. That was in the first. He's also flown out. As Vela takes his lead from first, and a line shot through the 5-6 hole and into left field for a base hit. And holding at second is Vela. Back-to-back singles here put runners at first and second for McGuire Smith. So nobody out, runners at first and second. It's 14-7. The Colt 45s threatening to score more here as McGuire Smith will come to the plate. He's homered, singled, walked, and grounded out tonight. Playing right field tonight. Step up to the plate, left-hand hitter is righty Hernandez. Delivers a fastball on the outside corner and at the knees. Called strike one. No balls and one strike on the left-hand hitting Smith. Waves the bat back and forth a couple of times. The Colt 45 is putting up 14 runs this game. He fouls this one back up, straight back on the third base side. Smith count no balls and two strikes. The Colt 45 is putting 14 runs on the board after 19 last night. They're without their hottest hitter, Griffith Fenn, who's getting the night off tonight. And without Sutter Moss, who's in his own right done some damage for the Colt 45s this year. And McGuire Smith takes that pitch outside to make it one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Vela at second, Rafael at first, not being held on the infield, playing behind him. Both runners going. This one's dunked over third. Vela around third will come in to score. Rafael takes a wide turn at second. He's head first into third. And now taking second on the throw that goes past the third baseman where the catcher corrals it. McGuire Smith has himself a double. And now it's a 15-7 ball game. Vela was running on the play and ended up coming in to score after he got a huge jump on the pitch. Now there's two runners in scoring position for Kyle Norton, who has reached on an error, stolen second twice tonight, and then walked and grounded out twice. First pitch from Hernandez is popped up toward the third base side and out of play. And the third baseman is going to move his way over towards foul territory in front of the Cole 45 dugout and squeeze it for out number one. He almost ran out of room, but was able to squeeze it for out number one. So Kyle Norton, first pitch swing, goes down on, is out. Now there's one gone for the third baseman, Noah Betanco. As Hernandez winds and deals a fastball above the head of Betanco for ball one. One ball and no strikes with one out to tonight's third baseman. Now Hernandez winds and deals the 1-0 pitch with one out. It's a fastball right down Main Street called strike one. Now one ball and one strike on the Colt 45 third baseman for the evening. Hernandez gets a sign, winds and deals the 1-1 pitch. It's a breaking ball, backs Betanco off the plate. Two balls and one strike. Since we've now dropped below 100 degrees here at Tiger Field, the 2-1 delivery from Hernandez is a line shot over the third baseman, trotting the scores or fail. Smith around third, up the ball as the left fielder, throws it back, not in time, and Smith will come to the score. It's another two RBIs for Betanco. He's got six RBIs on the evening, and he'll come in to score. McGuire Smith and Rafael will come in to score, rather, as Betanco stays at first on the single. And now it's 17-7. Zanny comes to the plate, fouls this one toward the third base dugout for strike one. No balls and one strike with one out. Run at first is Betanco. He's being held on by the first baseman, Dayton Anderson. It's the South Bay Storm looking to turn a double play as Hernandez delivers a fastball in the outer half just below the belt to call it strike two. No balls and two strikes on the right end hitting Brandon Zanny. Now the 0-2 pitch with one out. Betanco not running. This one's popped up back of first base. First baseman Dayton giving chase. Well, not quite get to it. Goes into a slide but can't corral it. And Zanny stays alive. No balls and two strikes. Still with one out. Dane Anderson gave chase. Landed just beyond the first base dugout. Now Zanny will step back into the box. Hernandez with a new baseball. Checks the runner at first. That's Betanco. Outcome set. And the 0-2 pitch is grounded toward the shortstop, who flips the second behind the back for one. And will get the force. A great play by the shortstop, Butler, who's charged in front of the second base bag, flipped it behind his back to the second baseman, Daniel Major, who was on the bag and playing a little bit of first base there with the extension, able to keep his foot on the bag. And Betanco's out on the fielder's choice, but Zanny reaches on the fielder's choice. Now we'll bring up Alex Jones, the catcher who struck out twice tonight, been hit by a pitch and popped out, so he's 0-for-3, but does have that free pass after he was plunked. Hernandez winds and deals a breaking pitch upstairs for ball one. Alex Jones tonight catching. So he gets a sign. The 1-0 count. Zanny dancing off the bag at first. A couple steps off the bag being held on by Anderson. Hernandez winds and deals a fastball low and away. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes to the right end hitting Alex Jones in the 17-7 ball game after three runs have come in to score. The Colt 45s four separate times now put up three runs. There was also the fifth inning when they put up five. Jones takes a pitch, low and away, ball two. Two balls and one strike on the right end hitting Jones. As Hernandez gets a sign, now comes set. Zanny still at first, step and a half off the bag. The 2-1 pitch is grounded toward the third baseman who charges, fields and throws to first on a hop just in time to get Jones. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s strand one, but they score three more. It's 17-7 after seven. We're headed to the top of the eighth. Tonight's game, sponsored by Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Sandwichery, a veteran-owned business at 1341 Tama Street in downtown Reading, featuring delicious made-to-order sandwiches, including the club, pastrami, corned beef, turkey, tuna, and more, including hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tama Street in downtown Reading. Pat and Sandy Watson have been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches along with homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination that features unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating, or get it to go. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary at 1341 Tama Street in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. Reese Fairweather is on for his fourth inning of work, looking to match tonight's starting pitcher for the Colt 45s, Aaron Wood. Fairweather will likely go the rest of the way, pitching with a 10-run lead now, as Sutter Moss has gone out to help catch Mr. Fairweather for his warm-ups after Alex Jones was the last out of the inning, so we need to put back on those tools of ignorance, the catcher's gear, as it was referred to by Yogi Berra. The fans here enjoying a nice little sing-along of Don't Stop Believing by Journey, led by the late, great Steve Perry from San Francisco, California, which, for all you Giants fans out there, very familiar with the song Lights by Journey that they play after they win the ballgame. Or as the A's do before any fireworks or drone show. They play Lights before they turn the lights off. And the lights here have taken full effect. So it is 9:50 on a Saturday evening edition of Colt 45's baseball. It's going to be the left-hand hitting Max Matucci to the plate. Open stance left-hand hitter. A left-on-left matchup here is the kid from down under, Reese Fairweather, on in his fourth inning of work, winds and deals up. First pitch is popped up on the infield. Betanco charging in will squeeze it on the run behind the pitcher's mound. One pitch, one out. Matucci flies out to the third baseman, Noah Betanco, making a fantastic play. For out number one, the infield fly rule not called, but Betanco doing a great job of corralling that ball. And now it'll be the right-hand hitting Andre Butler to the plate. Fairweather kicks and deals. Changeup misses low for ball one. One ball and no strikes on the right-hand hitter, Butler, who has homered, been hit by a pitch and popped out tonight. The South Bay Storm has put seven runs on the board. Now a 2-0 count on the right-hand hitting Butler. Fairweather gets a sign, kicks and deals the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Now it's a 2-1 count with one out. In the 17-7 ball game, it is the top of the eighth. Fairweather kicks and deals again, the 2-1. This one's hit in the air towards right center field. Vela charging out. Rafael charging in. Playable. Rafael will squeeze it on the run. Flip to Vela. Toss it around the infield for out number two. Now there's two gone in this top of the eighth. Fairweather pitching with a 10-run lead. There's no activity up in the Colt 45 pen, but there is some in the South Bay Storm bullpen. Now it'll be Kurt Beckham, the left fielder, to the plate. He's grounded out three times tonight to the catcher, the third baseman, and the second baseman. As Fairweather winds and deals a breaking ball on the outside corner, and at the knees, a called strike one. No balls and one strike. Fairweather peering in to get his sign from Jones. Jones sets up away. And this one's fouled back to the screen. First strike, two. No balls and two strikes on the right hand hitting Beckham. Steps out of the box, takes a couple practice swings. Miss Fairweather. Glove tucked by his front leg. Now winds and deals the 0-2 pitch. So fastball swing and a miss. That is strikeout number 4 for Mr. Fairweather. And that's the way the top of the 8th inning ends. So 14-7, the South Bay Storm goes 1-2-3. Weather to the home half of the 8th. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery. It's 1341 Tama Street, downtown Reading. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2. You can give them a call because they're dining or takeout. Again, that's sandwichery. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tama Street in downtown Reading. Pat and Sandy Watson have been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches along with homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination that features unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating, or get it to go. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary at 1341 Tama Street in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. Fairweather in the top of the 8th, sent him down 1-2-3. Now it'll be the home half of the 8th for the Colt 45s. Their last ups to tack on any additional runs of insurance. They have a 10-run lead. It's 14-7. Looking to add on more and then get to the top of the 9th to close this game out and extend their winning streak to 14 games and improve their record to 30-4 on the year. It would be their 30th win on the year, which would beat last year's record. And it'll be Joel Calderon to the plate leading things off. Grounded out, lined out, popped out, and single tonight. Right-hand hitter from Las Vegas and out of Antelope Valley College. Wide open stance, right-hand hitter to the infield, shifting in the pole. First pitch swing, pops this one toward third base. The third baseman will camp under it and squeeze it for out number one. And that's the way this bottom of the eighth inning begins. One pitch, one out for Christian Hernandez on in his third full inning of relief. He's gone 2 2/3 now. He got the last out of the 5th. It's now going to be the 9 hitter, Mason Cassingham, to the plate. As the pitch from Hernandez misses way high, goes all the way back to the screen for ball one. Cassingham has walked, flown out, singled, and popped out. As Hernandez winds and deals, this pitch is fouled back to the screen. Makes the count, one ball and one strike. And next week is our last weekend of baseball. And we have games Wednesday through Saturday night. There's no Sunday game, but we will be broadcasting Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night here on KCNR Shasta Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, online at KCNR1460.com. The 1-1 delivery to the left-hand hitting Cassingham is hit in the air toward left. Left fielder broke back, now breaks in, goes into a dive, and will squeeze it acrobatically going into a slide for out number two. And we'll bring up the top of the order, Dusty Vela, to the plate in this bottom of the eighth inning. So Cassingham a little bit early on that pitch. The left fielder almost completely fooled on it. Kurt Beckham broke back on it and then had a charge in, came in at an angle, and then went into a slide to squeeze it. Now the lefty Vela comes to the plate. The pitch from Christian Hernandez misses wide for ball one. One ball and no strikes. It's the bottom of the eighth, 17-7. The Colt 45 is on top with two gone here in this eighth inning. The next pitch from Hernandez misses low and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes with two outs in this bottom of the eighth inning. Bayless swinging on this one. Hit in the air toward right. Right fielder giving chase to the track. Right in front of the wall will squeeze it for out number three. So the Colt 45s go 1-2-3 in their last ups. But we're headed to the ninth. The Colt 45s looking to close it out. It's going to be Reese Fairweather back out there on the hill looking to end the game as they have a 17-7 lead. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. I'm Jacob Ring Green, bringing to you some Colt 45s baseball on a Saturday night from Tiger Field in Redding, California. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Redding. Again, that's 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Redding. They have delicious made-to-order sandwiches and hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Redding. Sandwichery, dine-in, or take-out. Give them a call at 530-246-2020. Again, that's 530-246-2020.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Redding. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Redding. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's Fairweather back out there on the hill, working with a 1-0 count on the right-hand hitting. Dylan White, who swings and misses the second pitch he sees to make the count, one ball and one strike with nobody gone here in this top of the ninth. Colt 45s working with 10 runs of insurance, likely to get their 30th win of the season here tonight at Tiger Field. As Fairweather gets a sign, Jones sets up up and in. Fairweather delivers this one, kicks back to the screen. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Again, the Colt 45s, 29-4 on the campaign. Looking to get their 30th win of this 2024 summer season. As Fairweather winds and deals the 2-1 pitch. Throwing inside. Let's make the count. Three balls and one strike. In this 17-7 ball game, it's the top of the ninth. Fairweather, in his fifth inning of work, delivers a fastball, misses low. Ball four, he issues a walk. Colt 45 is just looking to close out this game, get back to the locker room, and we'll be back out here tomorrow at 6 p.m. A little bit of an earlier start, as it is a Sunday game. Now it's the right-hand hitting Aiden Huff as Fairweather comes set out of the stretch to infield playing behind the runner. Winds and deals a fastball in the dirt picked by Jones, the catcher. It's ball one. Fairweather comes set. Now the 1-0 delivery with the runner at first. This was hit in the air toward left field and shallow left center field, but called Aaron will call off his left fielder Cassingham and squeeze it for out number one. So Huff flies out to shortstop Calderon for out number one. And now there's one gone. The Colt 45 swing for a double play, which would end the ball game. They're playing at double play depth. And it'll be the top of the order. It's going to be Connor Ray up to the plate. pinch hitting for Daniel Major. Right-hand hitter, he hits this one out of play, foul for strike one. So there's a 14-7 ball game. The Colt 45 is two outs away from closing out this ball game. And now Fairweather winds and deals a strike on the inside corner. For strike two, no balls and two strikes on the right end hitting. Connor Ray, the pinch hitter for the second baseman, Daniel Major. The 0-2 delivery with one out is grounded toward the shortstop. Calder, who charges, won't go to second. He'll throw to first instead. And out at first on the 6-3 putout is Connor Ray. That'll bring up Anthony DeVittori. Another great play from Joel Calder in the shortstop, charging on the play, then throwing off balance for the out. Now the South Bay Storm down to their final out. And the left-hand hitting DeVittori to the plate, to the runner White, moves to second base. This one kicks all the way back to the screen. And now taking third on the pass ball is Dylan White. So he'll be dancing off the bag 90 feet away. They say it actually hits Mr. Anthony DeVittori, so he'll be awarded first base. And on that, Dylan White will not be able to move up to third base, as he thought it did not nick his teammate. It's going to be number 22, Jordan Renteria, to the plate. A right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Runners at first and second. Fairweather winds and deals. This one's hit in the air toward right. Smith giving chase toward the line on the run will squeeze it for out number three. And that's the way the ball game ends. So the totals for the evening, the Colt 45s, 12 runs on 14 hits, one error. They stranded a total of six for the South Bay Storm, 7 runs on 8 hits, 3 errors. They stranded 5. The winning pitcher, Aaron Wood. The loser is Terry Baker. The time of the game was 2 hours and 48 minutes. Here at Tiger Field, the Colt 45s improved to 30-4 on the season. The final score, 14-7. I'm Jacob Green. It was great to have you with us. Thank you for listening. Special thanks to David Wiley back in the studio, doing our best job to bring you some Colt 45s live baseball. We'll be back out here at 6 p.m. tomorrow for the final game of this weekend 3-game set. Again, the final score from Tiger Field in Redding, California, the Colt 45 17 and the South Bay Storm 7. I'm Jacob Green. Thank you and good night.
Eli Lake has his new column out that said Trump did everything wrong, so why did it work? And he just talks about, you know, in the past they have traditional ways to they get nominated and a nominee, from Mitt Romney to John McCain to George W. Bush. And how's that gone? Well, in comes in 2016, Donald Trump has now run for the last 3 times. And next thing you know, we have Hulk Hogan and Dana White introducing the 45th president, who wants to become the 47th president, who has more minority votes than Mitt Romney and John McCain. How do you do that? Because he did everything his way. Eli Lake has broken it all down for us. Eli, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me. Are you in Milwaukee, Brian?
Yes, I am still here, still in Milwaukee.
Good for you.
Your thoughts about how this has changed?
Well, I would say, well, first of all, I mean, I was not in Milwaukee. I was in New York, kind of helping as a deputy editor and also reporting, writing for the Free Press, our convention team that was there. But I will say, having, you know, watched it, covered it, talking to a lot of Republicans, the overall vibe that I got, not being in Milwaukee, but hearing it from everybody else, was that this was a party that not only believed it was going to win, it was a party that was unified. It was in a positive mood. It was focused on the future. You did not have that Trump that was obsessed with what he believed was a stolen election in 2020. You had a party that was looking about trying to really, as the slogan says, make America great again, or as I saw in some of the banners, make America great once again. So it's now MAGOA. So that's the first thing, is that you had on the one hand, and then the contrast, of course, because it's a binary choice in the American system, is the Democrats, which is that party we are watching in real time, Brian, a once in like a one, two, or three generation meltdown civil war. It is,
yep.
I've never seen anything quite like it. It's the end of the Clinton-Obama era for the Democrats. You have a situation where the president is openly defying the power brokers of his own party, and there is some kind of uprising, an insurrection, and you have they're disintegrating before our eyes. And if you had to predict a year or two ago what party would melt down in the 2024, you know, the summer of 2024 during the convention, you'd think it would be the Republicans, because you'd have, you know, their nominee Trump indicted or in convicted of all these legal matters that he's going through. You know, if you would have asked that question in the beginning of 2023, you'd say, well, you know, DeSantis looks like the strong guy to lead the party out of the Trump era. But instead, you have a unified Republican Party, and really, it's a joke sometimes. We talk about Democrats in disarray. No, this is a Democrat civil war at this point. And I don't know, even if they replace Biden with Kamala, or even if they replace Biden with, you know, Oprah, who knows, it is going to be very difficult to get to just sort of evolve to campaign mode, because there's so much bitterness and animosity.
I want to get to that, but I look.
Yeah.
I want to go back, if I can, to your column, because I always think about this. Because I remember the autopsy came out after Mitt Romney lost and John McCain struggled. They go, you guys got to redo your party. They say you are an aversion to non-white voters. You better learn to talk less harshly about immigration. There's got to be a way to get African-American voters. And in comes Donald Trump, who made some statements like, you know what, we got to stop Mexico. You know, we have a... Mexico's not sending us their best. A lot of them are rapists. A lot of them are criminals. All these things that were radioactive to those people who study what should happen. And when it comes to blacks, what do you have to lose is Donald Trump's message. And you think, oh, my goodness, that's not the message you need. And in the end, he has more black votes. He's got roughly 26% of the vote, which was Mitt Romney got 8. And then you have the Hispanic votes. I think the president is winning the Hispanic vote right now, or close. To Joe Biden. So how did it happen?
Right. Well, I think
is this just about Trump, or did he show something that for everyone else to copy?
I think he showed that you cannot assume that Hispanics or Latinos who came into this country legally following the rules would have some sort of fidelity or solidarity with people who came into this country illegally. In fact, what I think we are learning is that the people who are the newest Americans, who went through our system and became immigrants in America, are most angry and most offended by people who skip the line, who come in and break the rules. So that's the first thing. So the idea that you appeal to legal immigrants, new Americans, by saying that your policy is to ignore people who violated the process that they had to go through is actually maybe a way of alienating those new Americans. So that's number one. Number two, I think that there's something else going on, which is that it seems like such a kind of like, it's almost like there's a bigotry in the expectation that blacks will support a party that will, you know, that likes the welfare state.
Give them things.
And Latinos like anyone who says nice things about the open borders. And that's not true. It's a diverse community like anyone else. Treat us like individuals. There are going to be a diversity of opinions within these communities. And I think that the fact that Trump is going after those votes and not just trying to be a kind of facsimile of what the Democrats are saying, or like we're like the Democrats but a little less, in that respect, I think by you know, to use an old phrase from the 1980s or 1970s, a choice, not an echo. I think that's Goldwater, actually, the 60s. So the idea that he presented a choice and not an echo, it resonated among these minority communities that the people who wrote the autopsy right. said that the Republicans had to reach out to. So he didn't come in saying, I'm going to have comprehensive immigration reform, we're going to give amnesty to the people who are here, which would have been the Romney move or the McCain move or the Jeb Bush move. Instead, he sort of says, no, I'm going to build a wall, and I'm going to keep the bad guys out, and we're going to do something about all the illegal immigration. And that, I think, really resonated, not, I mean, also with unions and lots of working-class people who really do see it as competition for their jobs. So in that respect, I think that Trump kind of figured something out
right.
that the smartest guys in the room couldn't see.
And also, when you talk about electric cars and when you
yeah.
and when you talk about trade – and when you talk about when he attacked free trade of imbalanced trade, when you talk about electric cars, you hurt unions. And also he doesn't pander. He's actually showing up in Philadelphia, showed up in New York, and he showed up in Detroit. And he mm-hmm. had such an impression, made such an impression that Pastor Lorenzo Sewell was on last night, African-American from Detroit. Listen to what he said. Cut 14.
President Donald Trump, he came during his birthday weekend. Let me ask you a question. Grand old party, what would you do for your birthday if you were worth $6.7 billion? What would you do for your birthday? Would you come to Detroit? Would you come into the hood? He came to the hood because he cares about average, everyday Americans.
I mean, it was a pretty intimidating message. He went after the African-American vote.
Yeah.
How great is that?
I mean, contrast that with Joe Biden being led off the stage by Barack Obama at a star-studded gala at Radio City Music Hall with Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert and all of the Hollywood super elite. Contrast those two things, and that's all you in some ways need to know. And I would add one more thing. In 2020, it was assumed that the radical position of prison abolition and police abolition was a way to connect with the black community. And what you saw in this convention was the mother of an Afghan combat vet who is African-American directly call out Alvin Bragg, who implemented those kinds of policies, and said,
yes.
You are letting the murderers of my son off the hook, who survived the Taliban attacks in Afghanistan, only to come back to New York City to be attacked by, gang members, two of whom you had effectively commuted and dropped the sentences against. And that is a remarkable message. Does it mean that he's going to connect with a majority of African Americans? Absolutely not. Does it mean he's going to maybe get more than 25%, 20%? That's really in play. And if that is the case, then I think that's the end of what was called a coalition of the ascendant under Obama. That's the end of the Democratic coalition. If Republicans are competing for a quarter of the African-American vote, it's a whole new ballgame. The map is totally different.
All right, Eli, great column. Pick it up. Which one of the outlets did you write this for? It's called Trump Did Everything Wrong, So Why Did It Work? Eli,
okay, so this is my full-time gig. I'm now at the Free Press. That's Barry Weiss's.
Gotcha.
Growing wonderful new outlet. Everyone should subscribe. It's a great publication. We've got amazing writers there. Douglas Murray, you can read me. You can read Peter Savodnik. You can read Barry Weiss, who's terrific. We just got Neil Ferguson, who is one of the best historians in the world right now. It's a hot pub, as they say.
Sign up for Eli Lake. Eli, thanks so much. I appreciate what you do for the show all the time. Fantastic. When we come back, Congresswoman Kat Cameron. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show in Milwaukee.
More of Brian Kilmeade live from the Republican National Convention next.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and roles for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped to opt out. Paid for by American Protection Plans.
Honey, what's wrong?
The hot water just stopped out of nowhere.
Oh, no. I was worried the water heater was about to go. Looks like cold showers for a while. We can't afford to put in a new one right now.
I told you we should have gotten a home warranty plan from ARW Home. A new water heater would have been covered and ARW would have come right out and replaced it. No problem.
Ah!
When major appliances or systems in your home break down, you get stuck with a huge
bill. Thousands of dollars of your hard-earned money gone. Don't get caught. Protect your home and your wallet with a home warranty plan from ARW Home. Right now, you can get plans starting at about $1 a day. Just text BRAIN to 200-300 to get started. Absolutely risk-free. Protect your heating, AC, kitchen, laundry appliances, and even your plumbing, water, and sewer. Text BRAIN to 200-300 right now to get 2 months free. Don't wait. Plans start at about $1 a day. Text the word BRAIN to 200-300. Text BRAIN to 200-300.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A student from Florida who got a special graduation celebration inside an airplane makes today's Dean's List. 6-year-old Xavier Joel is from Orlando and was on board a Frontier flight, missing his graduation to attend his cousin's wedding in Puerto Rico. His mom was maid of honor and says her heart broke when she heard the wedding date and knew they would have to miss his special day. But she still packed his cap and gown, hoping to have a special moment at some point before or after the wedding. She came up with the idea of getting pictures with the pilots of the airplane with her son in his graduation outfit. 30 minutes before landing in his cap and gown, Xavier made his way to the front of the plane while passengers clapped and cheered while his name was announced over the intercom with pomp and circumstance playing in the background. Pictures were shared over social media and everyone was able to share the moment. Congratulations on your graduation, Xavier. You also made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A reminder to parents from federal safety officials about protecting children from household hazards. Many kids are injured every year in the home, but the Consumer Product Safety Commission says you can greatly reduce the risk with simple safety devices, including safety latches and locks for cabinets and drawers and bathrooms and kitchens to help prevent poisoning and other injuries. To help prevent electrocution, you can get outlet covers or outlet plates so no little curious fingers find their way in. And then there are window guards to help prevent children from falling out of windows, and of course, using cordless window coverings. There are other steps you can take, including anchoring your furniture and appliances to the wall. 94% of reported tip-over fatalities happen in the home. You can get more helpful tips and information at cpsc.gov, or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender! America will get better! Keep hope alive! Keep hope alive!
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
from the Republican National Convention, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Starting Monday, we're having hearings. The Oversight Committee, Chairman Comer, is going to be having a hearing with the Secret Service. Whether she shows up or not, we're having that hearing to demand answers. There's other committees like Homeland Security, Chairman Green's digging into these same things. She is now one of the new faces, unfortunately not the only one, of the failures of the Biden administration. There are too many. The incompetence. She's so concerned about DEI and woke causes that she has failed in her primary mission, and that is to protect the president and former presidents of the United States. She needs to go.
And nobody has to explain to Steve Scalise the dangers of being the public eye, the dangers of being on the softball field and almost dying, and the dangers that Donald Trump felt, because obviously when his life was almost lost 6 days ago, the bullet whizzing by his head, you find out about this epic fail of the woman in charge. And she is evidently, Cheadle was able to go and brief the president yesterday, the former president yesterday, about what happened. He's obviously got a lot of questions. With me right now is Congresswoman Kat Kamick, and we got to find out what happened. We know that Jim Jordan's all over this, too. Congresswoman, welcome back. Great convention. First, on your thought about the assassination investigation. Yeah, I don't think I'm hearing her. But we'll try to put that, we'll try to bring her right back up when we have a chance to catch up with her, or when her shot goes back up. That'll probably be better. All right, so we'll talk about that, and when it comes to the investigation and what's gonna be happening. Donald Trump's in an interesting situation, because if he comes out too aggressive, he doesn't want to alienate the men and women that guard him every day and have become almost a part of the family in many situations. But he can't be happy with what's happening on top. Senator Josh Hawley joined Neil Cavuto yesterday, and he was not holding back. Cut 39.
The Secret Service is out there, and the FBI now doing these secret calls, these behind-the-scenes briefings, where, by the way, they don't really answer questions. They strictly limited the number of questions. The Secret Service director herself did not actually brief. She was present on the call, but didn't do hardly any briefing. When she did try to answer a question or two, it did not go well. She was not well prepared. This needs to be done in public. Bottom line, we need public hearings. We need a full and thorough investigation.
I think so, too. I want to see it behind closed doors, and I want to see it in public. And guess what? The reporters on the ground, especially with Fox, are not waiting for the investigation from the House. Congresswoman Kat Kamick joins us now. Congresswoman, your thoughts about what Senator Josh Hawley just said.
Well, I couldn't agree more with him. I mean, we get these briefings this week while we've been in Milwaukee. We received a briefing. And the thing that is incredibly frustrating about the process is that all of a sudden it becomes a cloak and dagger exercise where, oh, no, we have to talk about that in the SCIF. Oh, no, we've got to talk about this on that committee and then another element in another committee. I think we are so far past that. We need to consolidate this under one umbrella, one committee, and I don't care if it's the weaponization committee or if it is judiciary or if there is a special task force that is formed. But that task force has to have subpoena power, and it needs to be done where the American people can see every single step of the way. Because if you have too many hands in the pot in the kitchen, too many cooks in the kitchen, this is going to end in a blame game with pointing fingers and no accountability. We've seen this time and time again, and I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you find out the kid put the gun ahead of time, ahead of the event, when you find out he walked in with a rangefinder, when you found out that they knew this kid was suspicious, that other people were taping him, and then even before the shots rang out, you see people who were at the event pointing up, saying to an officer, look up. I mean, I never thought in America, in Pennsylvania, we'd have these issues. I know it's not easy, but there seems to be such a smashing of protocols.
I mean, it was an absolute failure from even before the time the rally started. You know, we knew that there was a threat from the Iranians that the president, President Trump, had not been briefed on. His team had not been made aware of. That would have been good to know. We know now that there had been law enforcement contacted about the shooter, that he had been reported missing. You mentioned the rangefinder. By the way, the perimeter, why is the perimeter now somehow okay to have someone 130 yards in a direct line of sight to Donald Trump, and that somehow is, you know, oh, that's okay, we don't need to check that building. I mean, from start to finish, this has been a failure. And I got to tell you, Brian, I was in the Capitol when Trump was shot. My husband and I, we were in the Capitol, and I was talking to a couple of Capitol police officers, and you could see on their face, just blood draining from their face, saying, oh, my gosh, how could this happen? I mean, this is such a incredible failure that not only should the Secret Service director have resigned already, but the lack of force coming from the White House to say, we're gonna step up and clean house.
Congressman, that would be great. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, 100%. Thanks so much.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
From the Republican National Convention, it's Brian Kilmeade.
As Americans, we are bound together by a single fate and a shared destiny. We rise together or we fall apart. I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America. So tonight, with faith and devotion, I proudly accept your nomination for President of the United States. Thank you.
And that is the president last night closing out a very successful Republican National Convention. The speech was long. It was supposed to be about 53 minutes. Ended up being an hour and a half, all-time record. Shannon Bream, we live a life right now where everything's unprecedented and a new record. So
exactly.
why not end this convention with a new record and unprecedented?
Well, I'm sure the president likes the former president, likes setting records. I will tell you that our Fox News Sunday rundown, if you go there now, what you'll see is the word fluid.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm sure your Saturday night is the same way.
Goodness, yeah.
Who knows what we'll have by then?
I know. And because you're leaving here from Milwaukee, not doing the show from Milwaukee, right? You're
right. We did it last Sunday. We'll be back in D.C. That's the plan for
all
this
right.
week.
So your thoughts about the speech yesterday, of course, in the beginning, when it starts, everyone's talking about him. Describe how it was riveting. The president describing what it was like to be shot at and hit. Cut two.
There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for others. This is the spirit that forged America in her darkest hours, and this is the love that will lead America back to the summit of human achievement and greatness. This is what we need. Despite such a heinous attack, we unite this evening more determined than ever. I am more determined than ever, and so are you. So is everybody in this room.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed a little like a rally. Mark Thiessen had a theory. He wanted to finish the rally. He couldn't finish
right.
Saturday.
That makes sense.
And he in the beginning, he was on his copy, and then he just left the copy.
Oh, yeah. We were all kind of flipping through, like, which page are we on? Where have we gone? I do think that's what it turned into because, listen, there was a lot of speculation. Will he be able to reach independence? And other people were taking another look at him. This race is so volatile. But it ended up being very much appealing to those 2,249 delegates who were there on the floor. So in the Pfizer Forum, it was great, although we did see some people kind of trickling out as we were hitting the 90-minute mark, but did it appeal to people who may have been watching at home who are a little bit curious and trying to make up their mind?
Right. The beginning would. I know. I think that was probably something he would want to maybe massage that message because he did not mention. He mentioned Joe Biden's name maybe once.
Once.
I think Crazy
yep.
Nancy happens.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we are in a situation where we've never had this before. Shannon, we're leaving the Republican convention in July, and we have no idea who the Republican
right.
nominee will be facing.
Democrat. Oh,
yeah,
Democrat nominee.
Yeah, who the Republican nominee will be facing. Where is this heading on the Democratic side?
I think this weekend is critical. You know, NBC now reporting that the Biden family is talking with him about his possible off-ramps. We've talked to a lot of folks who say the money is literally dried up. We're talking with one delegate who does a ton of fundraising, and she's a couple weeks ago was adamant, we're not leaving this race, he's in. Now she's saying to us, the reality is we just can't do this. I mean, the money has gone away. The donors know that they can kind of turn the screws on this whole thing. They're worried about down ballot. And, you know, he's ill now, and he has said if there's a medical issue, that may make me rethink this. We think he's going to recover, you know, but it gives him downtime with the First Lady at the time when, yes, we have dozens of people publicly saying for him to go, but it's the big names right behind the scenes when you hear Obama, Pelosi, Jeffrey Schumer, you know, pushing. You know, there are only maybe a little bit of time left on his clock.
Right. There is. And I thought we were going to get this week. In fact, one of the stories on Monday and Tuesday, most of them were, looks like Joe Biden's got a reprieve. Mm-hmm. After the assassination attempt and now the publicity that comes with the RNC, it looked like he's going to be okay. Well, the problem is the Stephanopoulos, the Lester Holt, I think it's
BET interview.
BET
interview.
Ed Gordon. Ed mm-hmm. Gordon. He's not done well.
Right.
He's a little angry. At Lester Holt, it was pretty much a meltdown. Maybe you'll ask me some real questions next time. And then you see the way he moves, and then you see the donors are sitting on the side. However, hope is not all lost. Cedric Richmond says the Biden-Harris campaign alive and well. He's co-chair. Cut 23.
The president's not going anywhere. The president can win. And so we should just go campaign on the issues because we're right on the issues. And we have a candidate with values and character. And if you look on the other side, you have a guy who only cares about himself, lies all the time, twice impeached, convicted of 34 felonies, and that's what we should be talking about.
It's hard for them to talk about issues, though, because the only thing, as long as he's on the ticket, that people want to talk about is age and acuity and his ability to hang on.
No, I hear you. An anonymous Biden source told Reuters his soul searching is actually happening. I know that for a fact. He's thinking about this very seriously. Politico says he's in crisis. The president is isolating at his Delaware home as Democrat support appears to crumble around him. Also in Politico, House Democrats, party operatives, and former administration officials who want Biden to step aside express growing optimism that the intense pressure would finally crack the shell of defensiveness. So I think it's happening. I think it's got to happen quick. Every day that goes by leading up to the convention is very damaging to the president, to the Democratic Party. But then the big question is, what next?
Right.
Have you heard what the sentiment is? If you listen to James Carville, you should not go to Kamala Harris. You should make her earn it. Well, how do you earn it? How do you earn it? 4,000 delegates are already going to the former president.
Yeah,
I mean, to a current president.
Right, exactly. Is there a mini primary? This whole thing that was floated to, you know, James Clyburn and the congressman was sort of like, well, I support Kamala, but this could be a good way to find her running mate. Make her prove it, make her make the case. Their time is so short because, remember, they have to start this virtual roll call thing before they ever get to the convention. So mini primary, like a one-week primary, I don't know how that works. And Democrats have got to deal with the optics of stepping over a woman who's made history and would make history as the first female woman, had a few of those, first female president and woman of color who would be a president. So there are sticky things for Democrats, but they clearly, the majority of them, at least in the ruling class, think that they're willing to take that gamble on finding a number two.
So Kamala Harris's camp had this quote. Former Biden aide said this to Politico. 2 or 3 days ago, people were quiet about Kamala. And as of yesterday, especially people were like, well, we need to be ready. They're young in their infancy, but they have grown stronger by the hour. So she has to do this. She's got to be delicate, but she simply has to be adding to her team.
Right.
Because at the very least, if Joe Biden steps aside, she is going to have to fight. This is no George H.W. Bush clearly already queuing up after Ronald Reagan does his two terms.
Yeah, she's got to have some kind of infrastructure in place and people advocating for her while at this moment still fully supporting the president she serves under. So it is a delicate, tricky balance. She does poll right now better against President Trump than President Biden does. She still lags. But that's going to be her argument. But you have all these untested people. It's hard to test hypotheticals like Newsom or Shapiro or Pritzker or any of these other people until they're actually in the race. And they're going to get a honeymoon period. I mean, when you're not actively in the race and people aren't actively campaigning and running ads against you, you're going to get a little bit of an excitement, someone new. I think Democrats will kind of launch this person with some fervor. But how does that settle by September when people start voting? And will there be multiple debates between President Trump and whoever the person is to establish that, okay, this is the person, and now they've actually had some debates and conversations, or is it just one? We don't know.
Yeah. What about you on Sunday? Who do you know you're having?
We know that we're having House Oversight Chair James Comer. They've got this first hearing on Monday. They've subpoenaed the Secret Service Director. They think she's going to come. We're going to debate that. And I don't know if you saw the bipartisan statement with him and Representative Raskin this morning saying, we disagree on a lot of stuff, but we agree that we got to get to the bottom of this thing. So he'll be with us. And the delegate that, you know, we've talked about may join us, too, to talk about how the discussions are going about potentially flipping their votes. Jake Auchincloss, a Democratic congressman, with us, too.
So the investigation into the assassination attempt, we know this, and could help make him a bipartisan. On this guy's list, on this guy's phone, was something he's going after Joe Biden, and also he also was targeting Joe Biden, perhaps, on his gamer, on his game console, as well as Merrick Garland. So that should give you cover to do a legitimate investigation, because what is Joe Biden's Secret Service protection like? But this is fascinating. Shannon, in many ways, Congress, while they're waiting to put together some type of committee and get their briefing, the reporters on the ground are getting the story.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting the story about the guy that climbed up, had the 5-foot ladder, went to go shopping for ammo in the morning, took his dad's car. We hear about a phone call that his parents made, both therapists, to authorities to say this guy's on the loose. We see video of him standing by the building. We find out that they were suspicious of him.
Mm-hmm.
We find out they were lost by him. And when they said that stupid statement of, well, it was tough, you can't go on the roof because it's a slope, it was brought up. The White House's roof is sloped.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people in 110-degree weather in all black right now standing on top of the White House.
Yeah, and the fact that the locals came out and made their own statement like, whoa, 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 don't blame this on us. This is exactly what happened. So when you have all of these sources other than the feds telling us what happened and people's cell phone video increasingly every day, we get new stuff coming in, it paints a big picture that looks like disarray at this point. And you've talked to, and I've talked to, we've all talked to these lawmakers who sat through these hearings this week and basically, or briefings, and said they're pretty much insulting. They're telling us stupid stuff that we don't, that's not relevant. They filibuster, and then when it comes time for questions, there's very little amount of time left there. And that ended up with what you saw with the four senators who confronted the Secret Service director here at the RNC. They're frustrated.
Here's where Senator John Barrasso, who was doing his best TMZ impersonation,
he's
a low guy. He's a doctor.
He is a very low key dude.
And what about Senator Kramer from North Dakota?
Also, not a flamethrower at all.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't, no, this isn't Hillary Vaughn chasing down one of the members
of
the squad.
Best.
Right.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, which is, that's her job.
Yeah.
It's really
yeah.
not John Barrasso, a sitting senator's
right.
job to chase down a director. Here he is, Cut 41, describing why he was so emphatic.
The shooter has been identified an hour before the shooting occurred as a suspicious person. They lost sight of him. He had a rangefinder. He had a backpack. The kind of things that would be suspicious to anyone. And one man died that we know of. Maybe others are severely injured. And the former president of the United States was almost assassinated. There was no sign of accountability at all by the agency.
President Trump was saying no one ever gets fired with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And does Joe Biden even know who the director of the Social Security of Home?
S's in there.
Right, of the Secret Service. Misgendered.
Well, exactly. I mean, compared to, say, have you been in touch with the director? Yes, I've talked to him. So either you're lying because it's clearly a female, or your memory is that messed up that you can't remember within the last 24 hours that you've talked to a female versus a male. I mean, all of that is concerning.
Ask me if I watched the debate back.
Did you? Do you recall?
I don't know. I think so.
Also, have you talked to President Biden?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Right. That doesn't inspire confidence if you're out there on a media tour to try to convince the party and the people that you are the one to stay. It's just such a amazing turn of events in a very short period of time when we were told it was cheap fakes at the Las Vegas or Los Angeles fundraiser, what, a month ago?
So I want to bring you back just on that topic about, did you talk to the Obamas? That's what brought up by Lester Holt a couple of days ago. Cut 22.
President Obama put out a statement after the debate, but should he and Michelle Obama be doing more to express their confidence in you?
No, they're helping me. They've helped me from the beginning. This is my job to get this done.
Have you talked to him recently about this?
I haven't talked to him in a couple weeks.
Have you talked to him since this issue came to light, since the debate?
I don't think, I may have, I don't think so.
What I also think is interesting is, remember when he decided to run for president and he was like, oh, I don't want him to endorse me because it needs to be a free primary. It was not like the Obamas have been out there full-throatedly endorsing President Biden the whole time.
A lot of people say, why doesn't Shannon say nice things about you? I said, I don't need that. I don't need it.
I mean, I get so much hero worship and adoration from so many other people. I would just be,
but once in a while, to say
my
anything.
Voice would get lost in the mix. How often do I say you're the hardest working man?
Oh, that's not good. I mean, it doesn't mean you like the product.
I think the product is excellent. Is there like a Yelp form that I can fill out for the Brian Kilmeade Show?
I think you have the internet on your phone.
I do. Listen, my awesome assistant, Sammy, says to me today, she goes, that Brian Kilmeade works a lot.
Right.
And yes, Sammy, you're just now figuring that out.
I would say I don't think I really worked that much here. I was consolidated, did a few hits at night. But I think you guys are the ones that work.
It's 6 hours that you do every day.
Oh.
In addition to everything else that you do.
I mean, I think.
Are you putting on a cologne? Or clothing line. I feel like there's, you should just
I do smell good?
You should be branding these
things. You're going to say that nobody can smell this good without some type of enhancement?
BK. You're going to be the BK.
Simply. I would have to say simply BK. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not complex.
I don't know. I think you are.
Right.
There are many onion layers there.
All right. So listen, we have a few more minutes with Shannon Bream, unless she makes up an excuse to get out of it. Are you going to make any
I'm hungry, but I'm going to stay, because I think there's snacks in the next room.
We have? The yogurt? We have the chewy breakfast bars, which means marshmallow.
Do you like this? Oh, I did see it. You're having Rice Krispie Treats for breakfast. I did see that. And I saw a bag of popcorn. Oh, did you hear my stomach? Sorry.
No, we don't mic your stomach on radio.
Yikes,
do that next time if we had a bigger budget. Back in a moment with Shannon Bream, who can't go anywhere. She's trapped.
More of the Brian Kilmeade Show, live from the Republican National Convention, next.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, postnasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. Navage.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
The world of business moves fast.
stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
It's time to take the quiz. Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
It's time to take the quiz. Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
Live from the Republican National Convention, it's Brian Kilmeade.
What surprises them, what makes them first sad and then a little mad, is they were hoping that this would happen weeks ago. And the way that we reported it was, they said they wanted to give him the chance to walk off the stage as opposed to being pushed or dragged off the stage. As one person put it to me, we didn't want to have to get to the edge of humiliating him to get him to make this decision.
So that's what's going to happen. They're trying to get him in a situation where he makes his own decision and says it's best for the party and for it to be victorious for me to step aside and maybe give somebody else a chance, or I'm not feeling too well, or I'm going to go back to my original thought about being a transitional candidate. Shannon Bream, that was the speculation for Mike Allen, co-owner of Axios, who's doing a lot of the original reporting on this.
Yeah.
So how much longer are they going to be polite about it?
Well, I think that we're getting to the end of that. He did give a lot of options. He said the Lord Almighty coming down. He did say polls showing him there's no way he could win, and there are more and more of those CBS polls, really bad yesterday. He did say if a train takes him out, and after all of his time on Amtrak, I'm sure that's
right.
Not how he wants to go. But now, you know, he said an illness. And so, like I said, when these big names are involved with this and have tried gently to go, I think there's been a lot of sticks and carrots, and he's about to get some sticks.
So, listen, not everybody's giving up on him. As you know, Bernie Sanders has not. You know, Al Sharpton has not. Mike Donilon, who is his closest confidant, a pollster, he says, he told Joe Biden that Trump and he are very close. The polls are close, insist there is still a path to victory. Ilhan Omar called out her own party, says even Biden does step down, the party has been damaged. Even if he does step down, the party has been damaged. I can't tell you how shameful it feels to hear all these leaks about what Democratic leaders are saying and not to have a single one of them stick up for Joe Biden. Can you believe it? Ilhan Omar sounds like she is the voice of reason and loyalty.
Well, and you have to wonder, because there's been so much trouble for him with his progressive wing on Gaza and all kinds of other things that, you know, he is uniting his party in wanting to get rid of him.
Yes, absolutely.
That's kind of what's happening.
What do you like most about One Nation on Saturday, out of my guests?
That you host it.
Right, that's it.
That and the cologne commercials.
And what about Piers Morgan?
Yes, so much fun.
Right, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have Jim Jordan.
Okay, yeah.
That'll be great.
Well, and they're going to head up one of the investigations, too.
I was going to find out for myself, but now
you're
going to
give
surprise.
You details, deets, as they call them.
Okay. Can I do my own questions? You're going to give me them, too.
I am here. I'm at your service.
But you are doing Fox News Sunday. We're all going to watch. We're going to get our TV guys out and find exactly when they
Am I allowed to ask questions on my show?
Yes.
Okay.
Your own questions.
Authorized.
And you're great at it.
Okay, bye.
Brian Kilmeade Show from Milwaukee. Back in a moment.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Apply stopped opt-out. Paid for by American Protection Plans.
Honey, what's wrong?
The hot water just stopped out of nowhere.
Oh, no. I was worried the water heater was about to go. Looks like cold showers for a while. We can't afford to put in a new one right now.
I told you we should have gotten a home warranty plan from ARW Home. A new water heater would have been covered and ARW would have come right out and replaced it. No problem.
When major appliances or systems in your home break down, you get stuck with a huge bill. Thousands of dollars of your hard-earned money gone. Don't get caught. Protect your home and your wallet with a home warranty plan from ARW Home. Right now, you can get plans starting at about $1 a day. Just text BRAIN to 200-300 to get started. Absolutely risk-free. Protect your heating, AC, kitchen, laundry appliances, and even your plumbing, water, and sewer. Text BRAIN to 200-300 right now to get 2 months free. Don't wait. Plans start at about $1 a day. Text the word BRAIN to 200-300. Text BRAIN to 200-300.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.